Then we'll, there we go. There it is. All right. So I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to pray. And then after we pray, then we'll start talking about some of the news and stuff that's going on today. And then on top of that, then we'll get into question and answer. And what I would like for people to do is only ask one question. There's going to be a lot of people in here tonight. And hopefully, if you pay attention, somebody else will ask other questions that you may have. So make sure it's the question that you want most answered. And then we'll see what we can do to help you on that. And then if it gets to the point where we've gone through everyone, and then we may be able to answer other questions from same individuals. The other part of that is you know, don't worry about raising your hand right now. We'll let you know when we're going to get into questions or so. It's going to be about 10 or 15 minutes. And then once you raise your hand, make sure that you keep raising your hand, because it'll actually go down after it's been up for a little while, and then we'll lose track of you, okay? So let's go ahead and pray. So dear Heavenly Father, I just thank you for today. I thank you for all that are here today. And Lord, I just ask that your Holy Spirit be the one that guides all that we do, and that you are the one that is the one that gets the glory in all this, Father. And we thank you that you are opening so many doors. And when you open a door, no man can close it. And Father, I just thank you for that. And I thank you for the discernment and the wisdom that you're giving to individuals now, so that they can see those things that are being laid out before them are of you. And if they're not of you, to throw them to the side. Father, I just thank you for it, and I praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
All right. So I'm out of breath. I'm winded. I was doing a bunch of stuff right before I got on and trying to get everything done. I don't know as far as today I talked with some individuals, and in talking with them, kind of got some really, really good stellar and the capture wallet. And the first thing out of everything that we talk about tonight is you need to set up your Lobster wallet. The Lobster wallet is being controlled and run by the White Hats. The military is actually in control over what is taking place there. I want you guys to all know that. And I'm going to let you know how it's going to be affected going forward, is because the DOD has actually confirmed that today, that Stellar and the Lumen wallet inside Lobster is actually a part of the program that the DOD and the military are running for the RV. So the other thing is that's your Uphold wallet that actually has your XRP in it, is actually being controlled by the White Hats as well, so that you can actually don't have to worry about the XRP that you've purchased and having to worry about it going away, because it will not. So those two things are very, very important to understand. So if you've got anything that is out there on any of the other platforms to buy crypto, whether it be Coinbase or any of the other ones, you need to transfer those off of that platform and onto your Lobster wallet, so that they will be secure when they do the switch on the internet. If not, use a highly possible, like most likely, that you would actually lose them. So I spoke to somebody today that spoke with the DOD, and that person's going to be on Saturday night, and we're going to have another one of these, and that person's going to give the perspective from the actual RV side and working with the Dinar people and all of the RV information for 30 plus years. So That individual was confirmed today. His name is Nick Fleming, and he actually had confirmed today that when anybody goes in for their redemption on their RV funds, meaning if you've got dinars or if you have like the Zimbabwe money and any of that, the humanitarian projects are automatically being put into Stellar for their funding. So if you come in and it's a 20% for your personal and 80% goes into the humanitarian project, they will automatically be directed into Stellar for that 80% on their funding for the RV on their financials for their money actually exchanging. And so in that, that is huge because that just tells you that there is no way possible that the RV can take place or the digital currency can take place with the digital based assets backing them if they didn't both go hand in hand. They do. One has to actually be there so that it backstops the RV for the money when it gets converted and revalued. Then it has a place for it to go to as in a digital currency and can be used. So they are huge. They're still going to have a paper currency and currency that you can use in your pocket, but there is way more currency out there in the world than there will ever be papered. So it has to partially be in digital assets that are backed in gold and silver, which is your XRP, which is your gold, and then XLM, which is your silver. And that's the what you'll use as purchasing it on through your Stellar wallet and through Lobster. And the stuff that we're talking about, I'm doing myself personally. I showed you today on my channel where I'd actually went in and bought some of the new Swiss bonds that got started today, and I got like 20 I got 10 billion tokens for 50 XLM. If that just converts to just one penny, that's $100 million. One penny. So just think of the amount of monies that are involved in what is actually taking place. All of the wealth of the wicked has been stored up for the righteous, and this is the time in which that's being taken out of those wicked family hands and given to the opportunity for patriots and people all over the world to get involved so that they can be blessed. And it's a beautiful thing. I mean, I am just absolutely so excited. I can't hardly see straight today. And I mean, I'm ready for it. Everything is happening so quickly. And like I said, the most important thing, you will need to establish your Lobster account and your wallet first thing. And then once you do that, then we'll kind of take you through and walk you through the other steps of it. And it's a crazy world out there right now. And you really need to follow the directions that we're trying to help you with by the specific links and the specific directions out there, because it is like right now, because it's still under Protocol 18, it's the Wild Wild West out there. There's all kinds of fake and fraud stuff out there. And so as soon as Protocol 19 comes into play, that will be backed up by the ISO 222. And it established the regulations that they must meet. And in doing so, the way the blockchain works is it has validation nodes. And in those nodes, as soon as they drop that protocol into the equation for the blockchain, if that is not backed up by the ISO 222 protocol, then they automatically get kicked out. Immediately, all of them. And it will take no time for all of those fake fraudulent coins and tokens and all of the junk that's out there that's mixed in with all of the really good things, they will all disappear overnight. And so you don't want to be mixed up in any of that stuff that goes away, because it's just a waste of money. And it's not like you're spending a lot of money doing this, because you don't have to. That's the beautiful thing about this, is you're getting in on something that's a fractional of a penny to dollars. And it's incredible. Like I said, I bought 50 XLM used to buy, and I got 10 billion bond notes. It's like incredible. I just can't even believe it. And it's just like, I posted it on my page, Whit posted it onto his page. He's posted a lot of this other information. And so we really need to pay attention to the specific links and the specific directions on how to do this to get to the actual exchanges. And once you get to the actual exchanges, then it'll open up to those actual assets that you want to add to your assets folder. And so we'll get into that a little bit even tonight too, on trying to go through that. And I don't know, I'm just excited. Tim, you want to jump in there and kind of talk about it as well? I mean, I can't hardly like get over it. How's it, things are going?
Yeah, actually, I know Kelly had jumped on, CJ, myself. We were all just sort of testing the system, but before we got on, because we're getting 5 billion SGBs for 5 XLM. And but we've been doing that for quite some time. So, but yeah, just recently we just did it. I just wanted to see if it would work just before we came on. I know Kelly, I think, did 10 for 10 billion. I did 5 for 5 billion. And then you did yours, and CJ did his. And I'm sure there were some other people in one of the other chat groups that are on here, the Blessings channel and Parker's channel. So, yeah, we were all just sort of testing it, just seeing how they're filling everything. But it's a remarkable thing. I've been saying it since, at least a year. It only needs to go to a penny, people. And it'll be almost like you RV'd twice. Well, in some cases, some of us will be RVing twice because we've been doing it a long time. It is exciting. It is hard to imagine. It's hard to fathom, but this is real. So, just got to follow the list carefully. There was obviously a misconfusion on a couple tokens recently, all straightened out. But if you venture off that path, which I strongly suggest you don't, of the lists that are being posted, until Protocol 19 hits, there's going to be lots of bandits out there. So we've seen people openly creating videos saying they're connected with the U.S. Treasury when they're not, and they're selling fake tokens. So please stay on point. We want to see you lose your money. We're just trying to help everyone. So where would you like to go now, Captain?
Let's kind of explain a little bit about what the Protocol 19 is going to do and how it's going to work. And that's what we're kind of expecting to happen like anytime now. And that's why it's so important to get in to your Lobster wallet and to get into these assets before that actually happens. Because once Protocol 19 actually hits, Protocol 20 is right behind it. And Protocol 20 is the RV. And at that point, everything's going to kind of lock up, and you're not going to be able to get as good of deals that you're getting right now. So all the people that are out there that have no idea this is going on, and once the QFS takes place and the switch actually takes place, then all of these assets will be still listed, but the buy rate on them of what you're getting now is going to be probably in my opinion, that's all it is, it's an opinion right now, is probably instead of fractional pennies on the dollar, it'll probably be like 25 cents on the dollar. And it'll still be an incredible, incredible deal, but not anywhere in the ballpark of what you're able to do right now. I mean, it's like the difference between being in elementary school and already graduating with your PhD. That's the kind of difference that it's going to be in getting involved right now in these specific assets that we're trying to help with people getting. And we do not get anything from them. I do not get a dime from them. What I, my personal value in this is that people will learn, be able to get involved, be blessed, and I get mine because I'm participating in it too already, 100%, as well as I still stack my silver, I still stack my gold, and I'm hedging bets all over the place for all of the things that are going to happen because they are happening. There's no stopping them. So let's kind of give them a little brief overview of what Protocol 19 is going to do and how that's going to change basically everything that we're doing right now.
So one thing I did want to stress, because I know a lot of people, they're not really great math people, but what he was saying about the prices is true, because if XLM is 20 cents and for one XLM, you can get 2 billion tokens, which you can, when they first open up, that's 8 zeros and a 1. If it goes to 8 zeros and a 2, you're only getting 1 billion. I know that's still a lot. But this is why it's important to jump in now as opposed to later. If it goes to 8 zeros and a 4, you're getting half of that again. And then same thing when it goes to 8 zeros and an 8 and so forth and so on. It's halving. It doesn't seem like you should worry about it, but you're talking about ridiculous amounts of seized assets. Per halving. So, I mean, you're halving every time it goes down a point. Now, it goes to one penny. I mean, you can see what we're talking about, right? So you're paying 20 cents. And I just wanted to bring that out there because a lot of people don't understand that difference. And this is why I always say, you know, set some, you know, and when you're buying, you know, if you can get 8 zeros and a 1, then you add more XLM on. If you're getting 8 zeros and a 2, then maybe you do half as many and 4 and 8 and so forth and so on, and then wait for it to go back up. Anyway, so you wanted to chat about the ISO 20,022 regulation?
Yes. Yeah.
Which is protocol.
Yeah. Absolutely. Go ahead. All ears.
Oh. Okay. I didn't know if you, okay. Yes. So, ISO 20,022 regulation basically is protocol 19, basically meaning the sheriff is in town. So every single solitary trust line, that we all have, and I'm sure we may have one or two bad ones. Not everybody can be perfect every time. But they will just disappear, the bad ones. It'll be like they never existed. They'll just vanish right off probably your screen too, when the sheriff comes into town, which meaning that every asset has to be proven. If I remember, Captain, isn't it, they have to prove it twice, is that correct?
Yes, that is correct.
On two different sides of the coin, that basically that they are asset backed and that they are secured assets, not mythical, sort of like what the banks did with silver. This is straightforward. They have to prove, and it has to be accounted for every token they're releasing, that the assets are there. It's very similar to if you guys saw the map sheet today, and I said, do you guys see the connection here? Every dollar has a serial number, which is going to be connected to every bar of gold. So that bar of gold in a vault cannot be removed because it represents this many dollars with those serial numbers. This is the same exact thing that they're talking about with the digital assets. These 4,048 character serial numbers of every token are accounted for to every single asset. So the two can't leave each other's basically company. And that's what the QFS is going to also track. So it's a, I know it sounds odd, but this way it guarantees that nobody can play any monkey business. You want to add to that, Captain?
Yes. So on doing that, you have to kind of understand a little bit about how the quantum computer operates. It's not linear like the computers that we operate today. And it would be like if you had, say, one mouse and you were trying to take that mouse through a maze all through the city to get to a piece of cheese downtown, and it would do that absolutely perfect, like the computers that we have today. Even supercomputers do that. They just do it in a super quick fashion, right? But in a quantum computer, it could take 1,000 of those mice and do them all simultaneously faster than the fastest supercomputer could do like one. And every one of those paths are different, all 1,000 of them. So that's the kind of computing power that the quantum has over our most powerful supercomputers that we have today. They did a test over with the quantum and being able to come up with a formula that they wanted to try to figure out between the quantum computer and the awesomest supercomputer we have. Well, the quantum computer actually figured it out in 3.5 minutes. The supercomputer was going to take 35 years. It programmed out it was going to take that long. 3.5 minutes to 35 years. And that's the difference that we're operating in. So it can track every single operation instantaneously in instant time globally. So that's where, when we talk about all of this going to be accounted for, it's going to be tracked. No illicit bankers involved in it anymore because they can't get to it. They can't have access to it. Anything that it's tried to be used for nefariously, it can't. And so, like when I was talking about in the beginning, when you go in for a humanitarian project and your humanitarian monies automatically transfer over to Stellar. And so even if that individual, and that's what's going to be really important with bringing Nick Fleming in, is because he deals with all of those people that are in that money exchange side that have no idea about what's coming up. And when they get involved with a humanitarian project, that they're immediately going to have to get registered into their Lumen wallets through Stellar so that they can do funding for that humanitarian project, because the quantum computer will allocate and keep a tally of every penny that runs through it and everywhere that it's spent, and it's all being accounted for 110%. So there's no more like money laundering. There's no more like sifting funds. There's no more of that ever again. And so that's what's so beautiful about this, that all of those monies that are going to be in your possession, whether it be just for what is entitled to you for, like, say, all the monies that was stolen from you through your birth certificate, through the IRS, whatever it may be, then those monies are going to be yours. You don't pay tax on that money ever again, and that stuff will all go away. So that amount of capital that you'll have will be able to open so many doors for you that when you participate in what we're trying to help you get involved in now, that just like I was saying earlier about the $10 billion on those Swiss bonds that I purchased into today, if they went to 1 cent, which it will go probably well over that, that's $100 million. And so if I wanted to take some of the monies that I have that I will get through all of this, and I want to donate or get involved in one of the humanitarian projects, even though I'm not going through that part of the program, I can still donate monies into any kind of humanitarian project that's out there that's established, because it is 110% of exactly what they say it is and what it is exactly going to. And you will be able to trust that 100%. So I know there's a lot of people out there that are saying, well, you know, I don't really know, I can't really do like a humanitarian project, be too overwhelming, but could I like donate into them? Yes, you can. And you will be able to feel comfortable donating into one of them because it will be exactly what you think it's supposed to be. That's what's so awesome about all this. So I'm just excited like nobody's business. So really, if y'all have, if you have anything else you want to say before we start getting into questions, then go right ahead, either Kelly or Tim or.
Well, I did want to, I basically, I was talking to one of the other groups earlier today that I've talked on quite a few times, just like the Blessings Channel, that a lot of the groups are going to be very ill prepared because they're pigeonholing themselves. The worst thing you guys can do is just listen to the same old person every time. You do need to go out and see and listen to everybody. Whether it's good or bad, there's something to be learned. I see people, groups that have 5,000 people, and there's people that have said, you know, they say the same story every time they do a talk. It doesn't deviate, and they didn't want to listen to what I had to say a year ago or 6 months ago, and now every one of their people doing the RV are going to be totally ill-prepared because I've been saying this is going to be digital. It has to be digital. That's what the whole system's gearing for. And soon, you know, as we all know, in 8 to 10 years or maybe less, based upon how fast everyone can learn this, it'll be all digital. There'll be no more paper dollars. So we will be able to, on one device, be able to buy, spend, store, invest, everything that you will ever need to do in your life. And peer-to-peer, nobody in between, nobody in your back pocket. I earlier today I was dealing with a lady that was trying to sell off all her stocks, and I have a question for you, Captain, on this one, but we'll do that down the road. And but she managed to buy physical silver, and now she's trying to figure out some other stuff. But everyone needs to know what's coming. And there's going to be a lot of people caught high and dry. So you guys, the fortunate ones listening, should jump into this. You know, I don't care if it's like Kelly will say, even if it's $20, for $20, you can get a lot. $100, obviously, you can get five times more. But yeah, you do need to, you know, why not invest in some generational wealth when you're getting the inside while everyone else is playing sleepy time? So, Kelly, anything for you?
Yes. What you just said there, hold on just 1 second. So what you just said there, no, you're fine. So what you were just saying there about the small amounts of assets that I only have invested myself personally in the digital asset backs information that we're trying to, $750. That's all I've put in it in my own money. And I have the ability to put thousands, tens of thousands into it, but there's no point in it. None. So I want to encourage you that, just like you said, $20 will change your life. $100 will change your life and your family's life. So that's the kind of monies that is going to be attained through this conversion. And it's not just because you're greedy or because you want to have all this wealth. No, it's going to change your life. It's going to change your family's life for the better, beyond recognition. But it will be able to give you the ability to help people like you have always wanted to your entire life. So you can go from there, Kelly. I just wanted to let people know that that's where I'm at personally in it.
Yeah, and same here. I have XRP is like my main investment. I cashed in all my stocks last January, and I started with XRP and then went to XLM, and then I have a small amount in the tokens. But I also wanted to, I'm not sure if you had mentioned this, but having the RV go through Stellar makes perfect sense. Because if they are, as Tim says, it was going to always be digital, but not only digital, it's going to be on the ledger and blockchain. So that means everybody that has agreed to do a project and is taking funds through that system, it's going to be on blockchain ledger. So every expense that they're spending on. So in other words, there's no room for a nefarious activity on that.
Yes, I agree with that. And so if people realize the amount of money that we're talking about, we're talking trillions and trillions of dollars that are in the humanitarian world that's going to be released for humanitarian projects to rebuild this world. That's what's going to happen. And that's what this is all for, is to rebuild everything. And when we go through this, there is not enough printed money in the world to cover even a small portion of this. That's why it all has to go through the quantum, and it all has to go through Stellar, which is working and has been working with the DoD and the military intelligence to establish the protocols and to establish how this blockchain program is going to work, so that they want to have 100% authenticity with it, and that there is no room for error. There's no room for somebody to come in and take a little money because it's so much and put it in their pocket. That will not happen. And so that's why all this had to be established the way that it is, so that all of these payments and all of this transactions from either the humanitarian organization being to pay out people to do work, whatever it is, that's going to go from account to account direct, where there's no actual money, cash, like in your hand, ever transacting. So it'll be all ledgered, so that everything is accounted for that way. And that's one of the things today that Nick was actually confirmed through his contacts with the DoD. And that just that in doing just that alone made him finally realize the importance of Stellar and the humanitarian projects, because actually Stellar is listed as a humanitarian organization. I didn't know that till today, but he did. He found that out today through the DoD and through his contacts. So they're going to be operating cool. Hand in hand.
That's awesome.
So I was right. That's good to know. Yeah, because I've been saying it for a long time that this was part of the RV, and nobody was confirming it. So I'm glad you told me that. So just so everyone understands, you know, I started out first with silver, physical silver. And if anyone has any promissory silver, which is SLV or PSLV, I'd strongly suggest you get cashed out or you get it physically sent to you. If it's not in your hands, you don't really have it. And then I went to, I'm trying to remember if I, I think I went into XRP and Lobster almost simultaneously. And then right after that, I think I got into the currency because I didn't know what currencies and bonds to buy for the RV. So, and each one of them, like Captain said, I hedge betted against the other one. It turns out it looks like all four of my research that I've been doing is correct. So you can get in any way you want. Silver is certainly a conservative approach because it is a straightforward, it's a real commodity that you can always turn right back in to get money. Should maybe your dog got hit by a car and you need $5,000 and you just don't have the cash. You can sell the bar of silver or the coins and you can get your money back. Main thing is everyone is there is a lot of talk that the Stellar system isn't being promoted or advertised correctly. That's completely and utterly wrong. And that it has been kept somewhat of a secret, but it is not an easy thing to educate everybody. As you guys know, we're all crazy, right? Every one of our relatives thinks we're crazy, but people from the outside looking in, you know, that they don't understand because they're not seeing everything, nor do they want to see everything. So the naysayers, regardless of whom they are, and there are a lot of people that are so-called intel providers saying the same thing. It's just because they're ignorant. They just don't know that how difficult it is to wake someone up. They've been doing the same old thing for a long time, and it's not easy to bring someone out of their shell to get them. Believe me, my entire family's this way. So they don't see it. They don't want to see it. Maybe it's scared, whatever it is. But just keep going on your way. Keep plugging along. Keep stacking. What else can I say, Captain?
I think that, that pretty much sums it up. I mean, it really does. And, you know, my family, same thing. And one thing that they're going to all find out is it was crazy good. And they're all going to be, you know, happy that I was crazy good. So be that crazy good person. You're crazy right now, but you're going to be that crazy good person not too far out. And the point that is so important that if when you learn it, that when all of this actually starts happening, you will be able to help all the other individuals that are within your circle, meaning your family, your friends, people you work with, that you will be able to be that person that is a source for them to say, look, this is really easy. Let me show you. And once you do it a couple times, it's like, bam, 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 bam. And it's like, wow, that was easy. But until you learn that couple of little steps that are very important to do in a specific way, then it'll take you in the left field. And if you do it just right, and it's really simple after about two or three times, it's kind of like, well, I don't need you anymore. Thanks for all your help. Just keep sending me the right link so I know what is the right actual exchanges I need to get on so that I can do this myself. And that's how simple it is. It's like all of a sudden it becomes from this difficult, you know, elephant in the room to a little big mouse in the corner that's nothing. And that's what's so awesome about it. Once you start actually doing it and it gets rid of those, the anxiety and fears of, you know, maybe not doing something right or how you're doing it and all that kind of stuff. But once you've done it a few times, it's kind of like, it's like riding a bike. You're almost getting on it and just doing the same thing. It's it actually gets simple at that point. And every person that I have taught and helped personally on a one-to-one basis has told me after about three or four more times of actually getting their assets into their wallet and then getting their and funding their assets, it was like, I kid you not, after about the third or fourth time, it's like they're just going through it and they're not even asking me what to do anymore. And they're like, I appreciate it, thank you very much, but I don't want to hold your time up anymore because I don't really need you anymore. And I'm like, awesome, that's all I want. I want it to be that as soon as you get to that point, then all I want to be able to do is provide information that these are the right exchanges, this is the right companies. And at that point, the system you've learned. And if once you learn the system, you can teach anybody the same system in just a couple of minutes, and it'll be just that easy for them too. And that's what's so cool about this. And it will be going forward when the RV actually takes place and the financial system changes, because 99% of the people out there are going to be lost completely. And you're going to be that beacon of light in each one of your households, because you're going to go, oh, you know, I've already been doing that, let me show you. And they're like, what? Yeah, let me show you how it is. And that's how easy it's going to be for you. And that's how we want to be able to help you learn it, just that easy. And that's how really simple it is. And as far as I don't really have anything else as far as, you know, stuff. If y'all don't, we can just start answering questions, because I know there's a bunch of them out there.
Yeah, we have a bunch of hands raised. I've been writing down names just to try to keep everybody in order. We're going to take one question at a time, please. And then if we have time, we'll get back to you for a second. Also, when I unmute you, just be ready and look at that blue circle and hit it. Unmute yourself.
Yeah, before you open anybody, I wanted to, Major Freddie, I know you're on here. I unmuted you on purpose. I want to thank you for introducing me to Nick and the doors that opened for not only Nick, but myself with being able to help an entire different organization with information that they're going to have going forward. And yeah, after Nick found out today for the DOD that they will automatically be put into funding through Stellar, he was like, none of these people know, none of them. I'm like, yes, I know. That's why you and I needed to get together. That's why.
Hey, brother, I don't believe in any of this. I believe in you. And let me tell you, God put this together. You know, I've known Nick for years, and 30 years ago, you know, and I called him last week and we were talking. And you came back on, and I'm so glad you came on that night, because it got him to understanding and thinking. We talked about the old and the new. But I wanted to tell you something, and this is for everybody in here. Y'all know how many children are dying right now. I call them children because regardless if it's human trafficking, regardless if it's the fentanyl coming across the border. And the reason I'm telling y'all this is because when they put together the national security plan, we're talking about a global plan. We know that, quantum system. Space Forces, the Guardians, that's what they're called. They're just like sailors, okay? And they understand the system. So let me explain this. If you were a cartel, because you'll say, you know, Chapo's guys, they were making $500 million per week in cash. Now, we all know cash transactions, Federal Reserve notes, U.S. dollars, that's been used and bundled and put away and stored and laundered and everything throughout the world for illicit activities. One of the only ways they could shut it down is one of the RVs that, you know, this thing started, they had adjudicated settlements and so forth. They said, okay, how are we going to get this currency and these assets out into the economy? And this is the way this thing started. And the reason I'm sharing this is because when there is a you know, revaluation, and you're going to do a trans, you're going to exchange your currency. Okay. I don't care what it is. Think about those cartels. They're shut down because they're not going to be able to take all that cash in there if it's associated with drugs or anything. And they're damn, excuse my language, but they're not going to get anything back as far as on Stellar, which is the, you know, using the point of sales. You know, we know XLM, and also the Ripple guy, you know, years ago, somebody told me last night, make sure you know that the Stellar guy is the same guy who was with Ripple. And these, I think it's amazing y'all got together. But no, I wanted to share that because anytime you're shutting down, think about this. This quantum system will shut down, you know, without resources. How are you going to make trades on trafficking guns and drugs? And think about it a minute.
Can't, period. All of it.
So it's a shutdown. People say, well, what's this going to do for society? Y'all, it's going to take the corruption out of the system. But no, I wanted to tell you, you're blessed, man. And I like the old school guy. He's a great guy. I'm glad y'all got together because you helped him so much. And I'm sure both of y'all help each other. But I want to ask one question, and I'm going to get off here. Why? And this is what everybody asked me about wallets. Okay, now I got the Lobster. That's great. I used it when I went with Coinbase, put mine in my wallet, my XLM. Now, there's always a different wallet for a different, like XRP has a different wallet, correct? Now, question is, why, when you go to an exchange, do you have a different wallet tied to that exchange? Is the first question. It kind of ties me into how do I, and I was looking at the SunGold, the SGB that you were talking about. So I can't just go on my coin, or excuse me, on my Lobster, or my Coinbase. Maybe I can do it from Lobster.
No, you can do it from Lobster. So how you do it from Lobster is you take the actual SBG, the link, right, for the bond. You actually copy that link that's on the tell, and you take that copied link and you put it into the search bar for the asset.
Yeah.
When you're doing the add assets, and then it gives you that search bar at top. You put it in there, and when you do, it'll open up those assets, which are coming from the Swiss bank stuff, and it'll be the very first. I think it's the very first one.
Yeah, I had a little bit left in Coinbase, like $30, but I didn't put it in the Lobster. I was going to use it, but I'll go ahead and move it into my Lobster. And the last thing was, there's been some people asking about, hey, how do I take my XRP and put it in my Lobster? Well, look, I got a Stellar Lumens, okay, a little less, the Cobalt. And of course, I'm just saying for my benefit, if I had a little XRP, of course, you know that, I don't know where, I'm confused a little bit sometimes, but XRP that you buy and purchase on the exchange Uphold.
That's correct.
Can you just drop it?
No.
Right.
And so that is going to stay there. And that is actually the wallet that you're going to have to keep at Uphold. And the Lobster wallet will be the two wallets that you actually keep. And the white hats are protecting them.
Right.
So if you've got Coinbase or you got any other wallet that's out there that's not a cold wallet off the line, it will go away. And your assets in it will go away.
Okay, let me rephrase that question. I got some XRP on my Uphold, okay? Good to go. Got me some XLM sitting right out there on my Lobster, okay?
Mm-hmm.
There's no problem with putting that into a cold Stellar Lumens wallet. I mean,
no.
Right.
No, but why would you do that?
Well, I wouldn't need to.
No, so you don't need to. Not with those two.
You don't need the cold wallet for anything then.
Not for those two. No, that's you don't need it for those two. Those two are protected by.
What about these gold bonds? These Swiss gold bonds.
They'll automatically go into your Lumens wallet.
Okay. So Lumens, when you say Lumens, that means Lobster.
Yes.
And it just stays there. Man, you've been a help. You've been a blessing. And then, by the way, that link you're talking about starts with Games. G-A-M-E.
I think so. Hold on. Let me look real quick.
I'm looking at your post. So yeah, that is a pretty good deal. Cause them Indian boys, they got some, I think that's pretty cool. This is all good information. I just want to tell you thanks again, Captain Kyle, TW, Tim, and Raise the Warrior. You're blessing all of y'all coming out here to try to help people. The people that ask, well, how can it be so much? You know, you talked about moving the assets and the transferred assets. Mm-hmm. People don't realize this is what's going to keep the economy and get the economy booming again, okay?
All right. So right now what I'm doing is I'm actually forwarding the post down to my very, it'll be the very last post of mine. And what you do is it's on there. It says the Swiss org, you know, SwissCustody.org.
Check.
That link right there, copy that link and put it into your Lobster search bar, and that will take you to the Swiss stuff.
Okay.
And that's so where you're going to get that bond.
Just the link, copy not the all link. Of the. Yeah, yeah, I got
just
it.
Just copy the link. That's it.
Thank you, man. I appreciate
it. Yeah, there's several ways of doing that. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, are we ready for questions? Oh. We've got a lot of people waiting.
Yeah, I got to go. Thanks, bud.
Thank you for everything.
Okay, so I'm going to call on two people. We'll have one on deck, Faye Sterling. And see, David Stringfellow, you'll be on deck. You're both unmuted. Faye and David.
Yes, ma'am. I got a question.
Okay, go ahead.
I got a question for you. I set up my Lobster account and then I created a wallet. And I went to purchase some XLM. Of course, they wanted my account information, my ID for verification. Is there like a third party that asked for your bank password on that?
No. Mm-mm. No.
It had like a Singapore address or something on it. And I backed out. I didn't realize
that's MoonPay. Like
a third party there.
You're buying it through MoonPay, right?
So yeah, so how are you? You're buying it. You're trying to buy the XLM on your Lobster wallet, right? Through MoonPay, right?
So what?
So you're trying to buy the XLM through your Lobster account, which is it'll go through MoonPay, right?
Correct.
And then the first thing it comes up, it says so how you going to pay for it through Apple Pay or what?
So that MoonPay is legit?
Absolutely. That's what I buy.
Yeah, through a card, a Visa card?
Yes. And most likely what's going to happen is it's going to enact a fraud account and it may deny it. It does every single time I purchase it. And I have to call the bank and have the bank authorize it every single time. They do not want you buying it on purpose because eventually it will take and put them out of business and they know it.
Hello?
Yes.
I am new to this. I just got onto this channel. So where do I go to find out about how to even get started?
First thing is that you need to download the Lobster Stellar wallet.
Okay.
And once you've downloaded the Lobster wallet, then and go through the verification stuff so that you can get it all set up and working correctly, right? Which takes a little bit of time. Mm-hmm. After doing that, then you'll need to purchase some XLM, which is backed in silver.
They call it Lumens.
Yes, Lumens. It's called Lumens. And that's actually the XLM.
Okay.
And the easiest way to do it is just buying it right there, which takes you through MoonPay. And when you click and go through it, you're going to set up your bank card or your, and it's 100% legit.
So I can do it through my Direct Express, like I'm on disability.
Yeah, you can do it through whatever card you have as far as your stuff. But most likely, it's going to, through Visa, detected as being fraud. They set it up this way on purpose because they do not want people buying it. Now, it is 100% legal. It's 100% legit, but it's actually what it's doing is putting the banks out of commission. They know.
Okay. I get money every month through a pension from Fidelity. How do I set that up?
So your Fidelity pension, don't even worry about that. That's going to convert over automatically whenever the QSF converts over. I have the same thing. And so my Fidelity 401k and all that stuff is all going to convert over. You don't need to worry about that at all.
Okay. Next up is Brooklyn Patriot. And we're going to have Aria on deck. Brooklyn Patriot, you're unmuted.
Hi. So I live in New York, and I had to jump through hoops in order to purchase XLM and XRP. So I did it through Coinbase, and then I had to transfer to the centralized exchange on BitTrue to buy USDT to buy XRP. So I got the XLM and the XRP, and then I went to open up a Lobster account, and MoonPay denied me. So my question is, can I purchase my XLM? I have my XRP now in a Zoom wallet, in a Sum wallet, it's called XXUM. Can I transfer that over to a Lobster, to the Lobster app?
You can actually transfer. I don't think that you can. You can transfer your XRP there as well if it's already on a Coal wallet, right?
I wouldn't do that there.
I would probably just leave it in the Coal wallet. Okay, so XRP, but then transfer just your XLM there.
So transfer the XL. I could do a direct transfer from Coinbase to Lobster of XLM.
People do that today. Yes.
Okay. And also, so I have a Zoom wallet, and that's online. Okay, that's on an app. But I did purchase a Nano Ledger cold wallet today. So
put it in there.
Put it all in there.
No, not all of it. Put your XRP in there.
Okay.
All of your XRP. Put it in that cold wallet offline. And you'll be good. Would you agree with that, Tim?
Okay.
Yes. Yeah. If you're not on Uphold, yes. Get it offline. If you're not on Lobster or Uphold.
Okay. We've got Aria next, and we're sticking to one question. Aria, you're up.
Hello. Yes. Very grateful for all your information and getting to know you all. Could you please go over the first few minutes of information that you gave, because there was a lot in there, and I know some of the people that I know came on a little bit late, and the information was so important. I'd be so grateful. And it seems that what you're saying is that the Lobster wallets and the Stellar wallets are the only ones that will be protected by Space Force. Can you please clarify? Because we know that there are other decentralized wallets. Thank you.
Yes, I appreciate that. And this is being recorded, and whenever it uploads afterwards, we'll actually put it on my page. Kelly and Tim will also be putting it on their pages and things of that nature. I'll probably send it over to Whip and have Whip put it on his page as well tomorrow, so that everybody can listen to it as well. So the DoD confirmed that the Stellar Lumens wallet with my Lobster wallet. God, I just had a senior moment really bad. Golly. Woo. With my Lobster wallet, and that wallet is actually being controlled by the white hats, and it's being overseen by Space Force. That will handle all of your XLM and all of your digital assets that you're purchasing right now that are part of the seized assets on these exchanges that we're putting out as the listings, whether it be the Swiss custody, the India Select exchange, or whichever exchange that we're sending. Those exchanges are being controlled and being protected through Space Force and through the military. So, and not just our military, but the military cooperation around the world. So the XRP is actually being controlled with Uphold. Uphold is also being controlled by the military and being protected by the military. So those two actual online wallets are safe. So whenever we go through the changeover from the internet and all of the systems are brought down, those two systems, the Lobster and the Uphold, are actually safe. Anything else that's out there, whether it be Coinbase or wherever you have your stuff, it must be offline in a cold wallet, because if it's online and on their exchange, whenever the system goes down to switch, it will be gone forever. So if you have XLM, make sure that you have those assets, or like say you have Dogecoin and you have it on Coinbase, push that all of your assets over to Lobster other than XRP. And if you have XRP, put it in a cold wallet if it's not already on Uphold. I hope that answers your question.
Okay, next up is K45 and Semper and Senso will be on deck. You're both unmuted. K45, you have to unmute yourself.
Come on.
Blue button.
K45, you have to unmute yourself. There's a blue button in the middle. Okay, we'll go on to Semper and Tense. And Sensa, please.
Hey, guys. Good evening. Thank you all for what you're doing. You guys are a resource to humanity like you don't know.
Thank you.
My question is, thank you, you're welcome. regarding the RV and the fiat, or the, you mentioned earlier the research that you did for the dollars or whatever money that you bought that would be utilized for the RV projects. It's just a lot of information and disinformation out there. I don't know which source to cling to get the, you know, the up-to-date latest and greatest of where to go. So I just wanted to know, I bought some dinar on the Lobster wallet. Is that the right place to do that? Is that even am I making sense?
Yeah,
you are. But the dinar that is on the Lobster wallet is actually not a physical currency right now. So
it would have had to been physical. Okay.
Yeah. So that's what we're talking about, is like the physical money. Like you have a briefcase full of dinar, right? And that's what I got friends that do. Okay. Seriously, wow. They got suitcases of them. Or the Zimbabwe funds, right? Where those bonds, some of those bonds were like $10 trillion, $50 trillion bonds, and, you know, $1 trillion bonds.
Well,
those are the ones that are actually being, those $1 trillion bonds and stuff, those are the ones that are actually specifically reserved for the humanitarian projects, because it was never meant to be money, real money. But it is, they took it as that they're going to convert it as actual funds, those bonds. And so the actual humanitarian projects, if 20% of it is, it will go to you as cash, the other 80% of it will automatically transfer over to Stellar, which is your lobster. And then whatever humanitarian project that you may have that you want to do will get funded through that 80% through the lobster and be all ledgered that way. But if you say don't have a humanitarian project, or you would just want to donate two different ones, then you can walk away with that 20% and donate all of that other monies to different humanitarian projects that are going to be exactly what they say mm-hmm. they are.
So everyone will have the chance to participate if they want. I thought it was a place like I would have to get notified because I bought a specific cash or fiat money.
Yeah, it's actually cash that you would do that with. And then the people that usually that we're talking about now that are in the dinars, like if they have a massive amount, meaning that they have like 500 million to a, you know, I mean, 500 billion to $1 trillion worth of bond money through dinars, then most likely they're going to give them a percent and then be able to humanitarian some of it, because it's just a ridiculous amount. The majority of it though would still go to you as an individual, but we're talking about amounts of money that is countries don't even run on this kind of money.
Right. So
the whole idea behind this transfer of wealth is for a humanitarian project, so to speak. And if you don't really have any, like I was saying earlier, if that one program that I bought into today only goes to 1 cent, just one, it'll be $100 million. And so if I would like to donate all of that to a humanitarian project, I could, because I've got 10 other projects that are just like that, that I'd already bought into, that are probably all going to be anywhere from 100 million to, you know, several billion dollars. So most likely we'll all be able to participate in different types of humanitarian projects of our own choosing at that point. That's really what this is about, is giving back to the world and then rebuilding the world. Because you got to think of all the places that don't have housing, don't have, you know, third world countries that should never have been third world countries. Well, they have to all be built. And that's what this is all about.
Okay, next up is, let's see, David, where did you go? American Patriot 924, and let's see, Austin King will be on.
So Kelly, let's address that dong versus dinar. So if any of you guys want to go out there and buy dong or dinar, buy the dong, because if you divide the cost per million of what dong costs you versus dinar, dinar would have to trade for 16.7 times more. So the better play is to buy dong, not dinar. Okay, so it's sort of like silver versus gold. You buy the silver all day long and you ignore the gold.
Where would somebody buy that? That they could be a trusted place to buy something.
Yeah, so like I've gotten, and the reason I wanted to address is because I got three different texts coming in to me who are on here. So currency exchange stores, airports, but currency exchange stores are better just because they're usually in like outlet malls and places like that where people are, like Ontario Mills, California is an outlet mall, and they have one sitting right there. Just call them up. Say, hey, you know, how much dong can I get for $1,000? And they'll tell you based upon the current exchange rate. And then you say, well, do you have it there? They'll say, yes. Say, okay, can you hold it for me? This is my name and number. And they'll hold it for you. You go down, you slap down your $1,000, they hand you the dong. And they'll count it right in front of you. And that's what you'll exchange. Much, much, much better exchange rate than dinar is.
Good information.
Okay, so American Patriot and then Austin King. You're unmuted.
Thank you. And thank you so much, Tim and Captain Kyle. This is my third or fourth time on one of your chats, and I've been taking notes and I've been listening to the tutorial. I've been in finance for 40 years. And I guess I'm more of a linear thinker, and I'm trying to assimilate all this information. And I have exchanges, I have wallets, I have coins, I have cold wallets. And I'm really trying to get to like an eighth grade level explanation of where do you begin? I opened up an Uphold account and I haven't funded it yet, but I went through that process. But it seems to me that that's a wallet for buying XRP, but there might be another wallet for buying.
That is correct.
Another
wallet. So stop right there and then we'll go on after that. Yes, the Uphold is a wallet. It's a safe wallet that is actually being protected through Space Force and the military, and it is for XRP. And so XRP is an institutional coin, and it's really never meant for us, but we're getting the opportunity to be so blessed by being able to have something that's like that before they do a buyback for it, because they will. They're going to do a flat rate buyback for them so that they can get them all out of the people's hands, because they're only meant for the institutions to use those, period.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
And so that is going to be a phenomenal amount of money. So once you get that, you just fund whatever you're doing with Uphold for XRP, and then get you a Lobster account, and that's for your personal use, which that'll be your personal wallet going forward into the quantum, into the new QFS on a day-to-day basis in the future. So you'll use your Lobster wallet, which is 100% protected and being watched over through the military and through Space Force. And that's where you're going to purchase your XLM, which is backed by silver. You don't need all the other stuff. And people have been using like Coinbase and these other exchanges for, you know, this whole time for these different cryptocurrencies, but cryptocurrencies are going to go away because they're not asset backed.
Right.
And the only thing that's going to go forward is something that is asset backed, that is meets the regulation of the ISO 222. And so with that being said, you don't need anything else, because the people that have all that other stuff are finding out that that's going to go away, and that they're actually having to take the assets that they have on there and transfer them out of like Coinbase and stuff into their Lobster account, so they'll be protected. And if they keep them somewhere else, they have to take them offline and put them into a cold wallet. That's an offline wallet is what it is.
Okay, so if I wanted to buy the tokens, like corporate, you know, the new stock exchange that you talk about, do I have to open up another wallet, like a Stellar?
No, you're going to just your Lobster account. That's your Lumens account.
Okay.
And Stellar is your Lobster wallet. And that's what you'll be able to purchase all of these assets through, is that specific. And then once we go through the QFS, you're already on it. You already have it. And you'll actually be able to get funded directly to that through the quantum. And you're already on there and you're already blessed. Where there's a lot of people that are going to find out down the road, and you'll be one to help them on what they need to do when this happens. And that's what's so beautiful about this.
It is beautiful. Thank you for making it simple, because it sounded like I was in some kind of orbit with all these coins and wallets and exchanges. So this is
yes, and they're all going to simplify to your Uphold and to your Stellar Lumen wallet, which is your Lobster wallet.
Beautiful. Thank you so much.
Right.
That makes it really clear.
Also, American Patriot, there's a channel, a Quantum Stellar Initiative. They have a posting channel. They also have a chat channel where you can participate in asking questions. And I'm an admin there. There's like 35 admins. So there's plenty of people there to answer any questions you have.
Wonderful. Thank you.
And
God bless
by
you
the
all.
Way,
thank you so much.
Just so everyone understands, when you're on Lobster, you're not buying the actual same stock that you would see on New York Stock Exchange, because they're leveling the playing field. When the stock market crashes, you're actually purchasing the assets under the 13818 executive order that Trump put out. So when the stock market collapses, those assets you're purchasing, when the company gets restructured, remember, they have nothing left. When the stock market crashes and Lobster has all the assets, along with the people like us that are buying those assets, they're going to need our assets to build new cars, because they're not going to want to buy new land, build new buildings, buy new equipment and molding, whatever, you know, if it's car company, etc. They're going to want to roll those over into the new stock market. So the stocks won't be super, super high like you're seeing in the New York Stock Exchange. They're going to be in a much more level playing field. So, and you won't be able to control the stock market like these big financial houses have been doing. What they've been doing is pooling billions and billions and billions of dollars together, like they tried to slam it into GameStop and AMC. They got caught. All they were doing was showing everybody how they were manipulating the market. Lobster isn't going to allow you to do that, because the quantum financial system, the AI technology, is going to track you. And that we already know it's happening to certain people. There are certain people that I know right now that tried to corner a couple of the assets. They thought, well, I'm going to try to get a billion of this. Now, this was a fairly expensive one. The system cut them off and said, you can't buy anymore. They don't want people being able to control this. This is an even open platform where everyone, regardless of monetary situation, can invest. So remember, there won't be, you know, there will be some $1,000 stocks in the future, but the majority of the stocks, let's call Toyota, for instance, they're going to be much, much lower. So everyone, and you can buy part fractional stock. So maybe you only own, you know, 1.5 shares or whatever they want to call them, worth of tokens. But all of those assets will be rolled over, except for companies that won't continue, like McDonald's. That's a real estate company and also a really evil company, but their real estate has a value, and that's what they valued the tokens on. And so you will just sell those off because there's nothing left. They're going to sell off all that real estate. So your assets will just become money that you can use for whatever you want to do. Okay. So don't think that you're buying stocks right now, but it will be rolled over into stocks. Okay.
Okay. We've got Austin King and then Scooby on deck. Austin.
So I got a quick question. So I was able to get a couple of my friends involved on this. One of them was really easy. He's like-minded like me. One of them's just now getting into this kind of stuff, the movement and certain things, becoming more open-minded. But he had a question, and I feel a legitimate question, because, you know, at first I kind of asked the same question. But it's like the assets. I mean, I was trying to explain to him today. I got him on Lobster, started showing the list of assets that you guys provided. You know, I told him that these, you know, were vetted and they were actually legitimate domains. And I tried to explain to him what's going to happen and where these are become valuable in the future. But he asked me too. It's like, okay, how do you know they were vetted? And how do you know that they're right? And this is, you know, I'm not getting myself screwed over in a scam. And I was like, well, okay.
I
don't know
that really quickly. Okay. Like today, when the DOD, with the individual that works with the RV, Nick Fleming, actually got confirmation from his DOD person that he deals with the DOD, actually said that the funding for all of the humanitarian projects are going to go through Stellar and through the Lobster accounts, because that is what's being controlled by the military and by these protocols that are coming out. The Space Force is controlling that. So when these assets are being put out there on these exchanges, the exchanges that we are specifically giving you are coming through those sources that are controlled through the military as a means to show people these are the correct assets. And if you want to go out there and do it on your own, well, it's the Wild Wild West. You're probably going to get ripped off because those haven't gone through the Protocol 19, which eliminates all those assets that are out there fraudulently. So the links and assets that we're providing for you are coming through the QSI, and they're getting those through valid exchanges that have been already validated that these are actually the companies that are on there. I hope that answers your question.
Scooby, and then Jennifer Kovach, is it, is on deck. Scooby?
Hey there. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Captain Kyle, I haven't met you formally, so it's nice to be in a chat with you. I've heard you in a couple of other chats. And Tim, you know I know you. So I have a quick question. It's about the RV, which is the one that I think I've spent the most time on. And I've talked at length with Tim about this. And I had something that concerned me, and I hope you don't mind me bringing this up, but Tim, do you remember when you and I kind of caught up on finding out that Mark Z was maybe not the right guy to be following with the RV?
Yeah.
Did you look into that at all?
I still have the same. He was selling a token that's not a valid token. He's okay. Involved with it. So. It doesn't mean he's not telling you the right RV information that he's getting. But remember, a lot of people are under NDAs right now. We can see a lot of stuff moving, a lot of wheels in the moving. So he's probably giving everybody real information. I just don't like anyone that's promoting a fake token. So
okay, so that's
based out of Puerto Rico.
Yeah, I saw that too, and he was heading down there. And it was actually Kelly that let me know that. And so when that happened, I started doing a little digging of my own. And with that, I found some other people that were giving RV information had criminal records.
Yeah, really? Yeah, I know a lot. I heard a lot of this.
Okay, so one of them was mentioned tonight. And if you think that whatever Mark Z is doing with that stuff doesn't cross over to RV information we're getting, then I feel comfortable. I just needed to hear something like that because, you know, at the end here, things have gotten very dicey, not just about cryptocurrency and RVs and all that stuff. It's just, you don't know who to believe. And when you get a slap in the face, like, why is this guy that I have been following forever all of a sudden doing something nefarious? Does that mean he's giving me, you know, bad information? And
so look at it like this, and let's put it into a real simple perspective, okay? We know that the DOD and Stellar are hand in hand. And because of that, Lobster is hand in hand with them because that's a part of their program. And so if it's not coming through the DOD sources, through Quantum and through the channels that we're actually providing for you, Then I wouldn't purchase anything, okay? But that doesn't mean that any one of these individuals aren't talking about the RV information, meaning the countries and what people are doing, or whether or not bonds are being released and things of that nature.
Yeah.
That is all facts that are just out there. That doesn't affect anything, whether you pay attention to it or not, because when it happens, it's going to happen. And nothing that they could ever say would change any of that or mislead you in any shape, form, or fashion. So just stick to the roadmap that we're trying to give you that has to do with your own individual finances, as okay. far as like with your so, like wallet and those kind of things, right?
My,
those are embedded.
Okay, my questions were not as much about that because I do believe in all that. And I do believe in the RV because 7 years ago when I started this, I knew about Jasara and Nasara. And I know how all these connect and they have to happen apparently in order for Jasara and Nasara to go through. So I just wanted to make sure that I kind of had put this out there, kind of like you guys are thinking it a long time ago. And that was, what have I got to lose by, you know, investing a little bit of money here in crypto, RV, the silver, gold, you know, that one of them would hit. And so I never expected anything for all of it. I just thought if I hit one, I'm a very lucky girl. So if I can just feel comfortable in knowing that this cryptocurrency, the way I see it going and hearing from very smart individuals who understand, you know, financial situations, I feel a lot better now getting that out.
Let's correct your terminology away from crypto. Okay. Digital assets.
Okay. Digital assets, whatever. Yeah. But that's how it came to us at first in the naming of it.
Yes. Right.
Because that's
right.
what it was.
We all
it
didn't
was.
Have the right names. It was
speculative cryptocurrency because that's all it was. It wasn't backed by any asset. So mm-hmm. that's what exactly what it was cryptocurrency. But right. the whole case with Ripple and the SEC is to actually set a precedence for the ISO 222 specifically to eliminate all crypto and only have digital based assets that are actually valued because of an asset, a real true asset that it's backed in and supported by. And that's what eliminated
key.
Everything else. Right. And so
that was
Saturday
the key.
Evening, I'm going to have a show here as well, and it's going to have Nick Fleming on, and Tim's invited. Kelly's going to be there to help moderate as well. And he's been on the actual RV side and sitting at the table with some of the DOD and the people that have brought this to pass since back in the 90s from the farmers. So it is real as it gets.
Okay, we've got Jennifer and then David will be on deck. Jennifer, you're unmuted. Jennifer, we can't hear you.
Hello?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, sorry. Okay. So I've been following WIP for about a year and a half, roughly. I've been in Lobster for about a year. And just the first comment I wanted to make is that there was a link out on QSI that did talk about you can take your XRP and move it into from Uphold into Lobster through the fchain.io. And they kind of showed you how to do that. Or you can just buy XRP in Lobster and it's the fchain.io. Address. So just wanted to throw that out there.
Yeah, we know.
Okay.
Yes, you can, and it just makes it simple as to either you can purchase it through the Lobster and be able to have it there, or transfer it to Lobster, like we were telling. But if it's already on Uphold, leave it on Uphold because Lobster and Uphold are actually two that are being controlled by the militaries and through being guarded through Space Force.
Okay. So one question I do have is when I was listening to Tim the other night on one of his talks, and you were talking about the native tokens. And so you have Indus, you've got the native token, you got the Doge token, you've got Bullion Vault, which is on your DOD website where you can kind of track your through CIPS and Bullion Vault and that. So what is the difference between those and buying out on, let's say, Denmark or whatever you want on your Indus? What's the difference between a native token and, I guess if you want to call them native, maybe that's the wrong word, but.
Well, okay. So a native token is something Usually they have like an address that says stellarskull.io. Those are tokens that Space Force actually created. So those are going to be sort of like an affinity tokens is what we're seeing. And when you go into those, like let's say Denmark or Japan or jp.indus.exchange, which would be Japan, those are seized assets that the military has seized based upon the 13818 executive order. And that's the, so they're seizing the asset, they're giving back to the people. If you remember Trump's inaugural speech, I'm giving back you, the people, the power. That's what he was referring to. We didn't know at that point he was going to create these executive orders and what that, I mean, we sort of had a very small inkling, meaning he was going to drain the swamp, but we didn't realize the swamp was an ocean plus a couple more oceans. Right. I mean, we're talking potentially 750 million people is what we're hearing. So those seized at, I mean, literally there's, I mean, if you guys don't know, there's been over 14,000 resignations of major business executives, over 14,000. I mean, that's ridiculous. You know, so think about how many executive teams those people are sitting on. That's how many companies are involved. I mean, we're seeing probably 2,000 just on the indices alone. You know, I mean, it's ridiculous.
So let me give you an example. I work for one of those companies, these major corporations, and I bought a buttload on the other side. And I still work for them and they still pay me a lot of money. And I'm going to keep on working for them until I own part of them, because I do right now. And
that's great.
It's a beautiful thing, because I tell all the guys that I work with, I'm like, look, I'm going to be one of your bosses. And I'm already like their boss, but I'm going to be like owner boss. And I'm joking around by that, but I'm not going to be working there too much longer. And I don't even see the company foreseeing it being around too much longer. I know it's going to go into the future a little ways, you know, with about 5 years, but not too much further than that. And it's an opportunity that you're getting to be able to get ownership of these companies that have been ripping people off and controlling the world at just fractions of pennies. And like you said, these are actual stocks, and they say stock in the actual portfolio when you buy them on Lobster. And when those transfer, like you said, they're going to transfer, they're going to come off the exchange because they're up on the New York Stock Exchange now, and those will be converted into those assets for actual stocks later and be valued at whatever XRP and XLM actually value up to. Just imagine the amount of, it's just a ridiculous, it really is. And it's hard to fathom, and it's going to be beautiful to try to fathom it.
So, right. So there's only 0.00825% of the people of the world involved in this. That's how few people have woken up. And the shameful part about that is, if you look at everybody on Telegram, which there's millions of us, most of the intel providers or so-called intel providers aren't sharing this information, because they're either ignorant about it, they don't want to understand it, or they're afraid of it. And shame on them, because everyone that follows them, unless you move around and, you know, you catch one of these chats, you're going to be behind the curve big time. And it's a little upsetting, actually, that they're doing that to people that are trusting them to give them the information, because they want to remain either stupid about it or ignorant. And there's no, you know, it's just sad is what it is. So yeah, jump in.
And I know how that is, because I've been friends with Whip for years, and I always did a lot of the intel and a lot of stuff, and I never got involved in the crypto side because that's what it was at the time, and I never paid much attention to it. But some of the information that he provided me, I gave to friends that were already playing around in it, and I made them tens of thousands of dollars that I didn't partake in. And it was some time ago that I finally just said, you know, I'm just gonna have to learn this myself. It's going there. I need to get involved, and I need to be able to give this information to other people, because it is going to happen whether people want it to or not, and they're gonna have to partake in it whether they want to or not. And so why don't I just try my best now ahead of time to get people involved in it and to be able to bring blessings to people so that they're ahead of the curve instead of everybody else that's basically still back there not, you know, providing the information that they need. So I do understand it, but we're at a point right now where there is no excuse for not getting involved in the actual truth of, we are at the doorstep and we're about to go through that door, and they know it and they're not talking about it. There's a problem. And this is why we're doing these chats, is to help people understand. So if we have, you know, 500 or 1,000 people or whatever that we help, that is maybe 10,000 people that they can help on their individual circles. And that's what's important, is that we start to be able to put the seeds out there so that they begin to grow and people actually start to partake in the blessings that are coming, because they're there, they're real, and nobody can stop them. I mean, nobody.
Yes, the whole thing about this movement as the quantum financial system is key.
You cut out, Kelly.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
There you go.
The financial system has got to be all set up and ready to go for this to move on, because, and it's been working in the background with the banks, and I believe when they're ready, it's just going to be a switch as far as the banks, these wallets, and then the internet. So yeah,
we're going to be a quick thing.
We're right at the doorstep. Okay, so we've got David next, and then Peacemaker, you're on deck.
Hi, everyone. Hi, Tim. Hi, Captain. And thank you for letting me be here. Just got a quick question for Captain. When you first started the chat, you were talking about XRP. Whoever have it from Coinbase transferring to a cold wallet. Is that safe or not? Or do I have to transfer to Uphold, like you said, to get it registered, then transferred? I just didn't understand that part. Can I help on that, please?
Yeah, you don't have to transfer it to get it registered or anything. It's good where it's at as far as it being an actual legitimate XRP. But the only actual wallets that are serviceable wallets that are actually on the exchanges are Lobster and Uphold. If you don't transfer it to, say, your Lobster wallet, or transfer it to Uphold, then you will need to take it and put it in a cold wallet, which is basically all it is a wallet that is offline. And being that it's offline in a protected wallet that you have yourself personally and have the information, that when the internet changes and does its switch, then it will be protected. So my advice would be on that, either transfer it to either Lobster or Uphold, or put it in a cold wallet offline and it'll be protected.
Thank you so much.
That answers your question.
Yeah. One more thing. Is it only for XRP to go in a cold wallet? Or what about, like, let's say XDC, XLM, IOTA? Because I have a decent wallet as well too. Is that still safe? Because I have them half here and half here.
So the only wallets that are going to go forward into the QFS are Lobster and Uphold, unless it's a cold wallet offline. So if you have assets that are, say, on Coinbase or anywhere else, it doesn't matter what they are, transfer them to Lobster and get them in a protected actual wallet, which is Lobster, because the Space Force and the military are actually controlling and protecting both Lobster and Uphold. And so any assets that you want to keep need to be in either Lobster or Uphold so that they're not going to go away when they do the switch of the internet.
Gotcha. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Okay. Yeah, my question was, so the Nano X, is that a cold? Why would I stay away from that to get it? Because I know somebody was saying buy it off of Pavis because it's a broker. So stay away from that too, or what?
I don't know anything about that wallet.
If you're buying a wallet, I'm sorry, Captain, when you're buying a wallet, you got to make sure that you really want to buy it from the actual manufacturer. So if you're going on Amazon or eBay, make sure it's from the actual manufacturer.
Yeah, because I made sure it was from Paris when they actually make it. But I never attempted to do it yet. I've been waiting to hear from y'all if it's safe or not before I even attempted to do it.
If it's one of the ones, like he said, if it's actually from the manufacturer and it's going to be a cold wallet where you keep offline, it's safe.
I appreciate y'all. Thank y'all, man.
Thank you.
Okay. Next we have K45 and Sherry F. You'll be on deck. K45. You have to unmute yourself. Press the button in the middle, the blue button, K45. Okay, we lost her again. So who was next? Let's see. Was it Sherry that I unmuted?
Yes, okay, thank you.
Okay, go ahead, honey.
I just want to thank you all so much for everything you're doing. I can't even express how wonderful it is for you to take your time and do this for us. My question is, I and others I know have physical dinar. To exchange those, do you have to have a Lobster wallet? Will that be the only option to redeem them?
So, when I would suggest that you go ahead and get a Lobster wallet prior to your redemption, because the currencies will go into your QFS account, and your QFS account will be able to link up directly with your Lobster wallet. And if it's a large sum of money, then that's what you're going to want to actually have it in to begin with. Because it'll actually be in your bank account, but you'll actually have it tied specifically to your Lobster account as well. And you'll be able to spend that easily going forward if you already have that Lobster account wallet set up.
Great. Thank you so much.
Okay, next up is Adjective Noun and RG. You'll be on deck. Adjective Noun, you're unmuted. Okay, RG, are you there?
I am. Thank you. My question pertains to Swiss Index Exchange and SwissCustody.org. My understanding in reading some of the things posted and hearing in comms that you have to, if you purchase assets, let's say through the SwissCustody.org, if it's like the gold, that you have to be a property owner there in order to get the assets and, you know, to be able to have them given to you. And so WIP is posting all this stuff now about the Swiss, and I want to make sure that, because I don't want to own property in a foreign country. So how do we make sure about that?
Okay, so most of the time for you to actually invest in an actual different country is you actually have to be a property owner or actually a resident of that country. But once we go into the QFS, you will not have to be partake in ownership of another country or be a part of that, because the QFS itself and the financial monetary system will all become one. So those rules that apply now will not apply going into the quantum system. That's why it's being, that's why he's promoting it. That's why it's out there.
Okay. Next up is 4212. And AZ Lioness, you'll be on deck. I've unmuted you both. That always happens, that first person. Okay, AZ Linus, you there?
Hi, I'm here. So my question is, our parents, like my I have a 84-year-old father who, you know, and his wife, they're very computer illiterate. Very, you know, like trying to get them to find a TV show is difficult. How are they going to get sorry, I didn't mean it quite that bad, but you know what I mean, like how are we going to help them to get their funds? Because like my father, you know, worked for, you know, retired from Motorola after being there as a painter, and you know, like lost everything in 2008. So I just want to make sure that he, you know, whatever time he has left, he's going to be well taken care of, you know, and how to help him to get what's coming back to him.
Well, he's going to get back all his taxes plus birth certificate money plus, you know, all of those illegal mortgage interests and
yeah.
So he's going to get quite a bit back being of that age.
How's he going to, how will he access it though? If he can't, you know, like I said, if he can't get on, you know, I can help him set up an account and, but.
Captain, you know, won't that just be automatically put into their bank account in the beginning? Yeah, yes. I thought so.
And it'll automatically go into their accounts. It'll automatically transfer through the QFS. Everything was all being tracked and funded. And it'll immediately go into their QFS accounts. And when that takes place, my hope is that your parents actually are able to get into some med beds and things like that that are actually out there and that will be available for people, that it, not only will it be able to bring their restored health back, but it'll also be able to do age regression as well. And when, say you're 80 years old, and if you're in perfect health, then even if you were 80 in perfect health, you would be still living another 15, 20, 30 years because your health is actually perfect and the way it's supposed to be. So even if they didn't choose to age regress, then they're still going to live a long, fruitful life that
very long.
Taken away from them. Yes. By being poisoned their entire lives. So just be encouraged that their minds will be clear. They'll be able to actually rational and do things that they probably, you know, haven't done since they were in their 30s or 40s mentally, whenever they're back to their perfect health. And people that are elderly and people with major medical issues will be first, and then the people that will be able to come in after that. And it, and you got to understand something, it only takes minutes. So it's not something that takes a long period of time to actually go forth and bring that health back for people. So all of this is going to be relatively easy for them. And once all of this happens, so just be the one that's going to be there to kind of help them through it in the beginning. And you'll see once everything changes over the next, you know, 4, 5, 6 months after the RV and after everything happens, the whole world is going to be just completely changed. And it's going to be a beautiful thing going forward once it actually takes place. So just be encouraged that you don't have anything to worry about as far as with them or them being able to get all the funding that is entitled to them, because it will all come back to them.
We are also hearing that you can do programming into your memory, languages. So maybe they'll actually have something for all these, you know, for Lobster and all this stuff on how to actually access and use. And, you know, maybe they'll already have that written. That would actually be really nice, especially for the older people, if they can just program that right in and they're like, it'll be like they knew it all their life.
And that's highly plausible. So just be encouraged that there's a lot of technologies that's coming that we should have had 50 years ago. So just be ready for it. It's good. It's coming.
He has a pacemaker that's keeping him alive right now. There won't be any disruption with all these things that would interfere with the circuitry, would it?
No, that'll actually dissolve away into his system and actually be gone. There's a word for it I'm trying to think of.
Regenerates.
Yeah, it regenerates, but it actually, the heart muscles and everything regenerate back to its normal position, but the actual foreign bodies actually, like say I broke my back, I've got steel rods and steel screws in my back, and they will actually just dissolve into nothing and be extracted.
We lost you, Kyle.
So what he was saying was those steel rods will atomize, the metal will just disappear, and it will regrow your muscles and bones back to where it should be, just like your heart will be, your teeth. So it's one of the things everyone needs to think about is what do they want to fix? Supposedly it's supposed to know what it wants to fix, but if your feet are too big, like my daughter's, she's going to want them shorter or smaller. So, yeah, it's something you do need to start thinking about, but it will regenerate your entire body. I hear that the age regression though takes a bit longer, but everything else is really quick.
So
Kyle,
you there?
Yeah, they cut me off completely. They kicked me out of Telegram.
Wow. Uh-huh. There you are. You completely disappeared too.
I picked it up where you left off though.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess somebody didn't want me talking about that.
4212. You're unmuted.
Hi, everyone. Thank you for your time. I wanted to ask, there's a lot of questions I want to ask, but the main question, I guess, would be, is there anyone I can turn to for consulting advice? I've been in XLM since before it was even 7 cents, and I've invested a lot into Lobster. I'm all in, and I'm all about humanitarian, and I've got my own projects that I want to work on, of course. But I'm afraid that I might have overly invested in a ton of assets that may not be the right ones. And I know protocol, from what I understand, protocol 19 will knock all that out. But is there anyone that we can turn to that is reliable for help in regards to what to swap out or what I can do to make sure that what I've invested is going to be able to go to certain projects that I, or maybe I might be able to donate to?
Okay, so on the investment part of Lobster, anytime I have a question, best thing to do is go into Whiplash's site and type in that exact asset and see what Whip says about it, see whether it even exists and whether it's even valid, right? And you should also be pulling up under QSI, which Raised Warrior is part of. You can pull up WIP's entire list to make sure that they're valid. Whether you invested in the right one, now if it's not a valid one, of course you want to exchange it out for whatever you can. But you know, advising you on which ones to buy, I always tell people to go after the precious metals, semiconductors, car companies, things that you know everyone needs in the future. Because that's where you're going to see the largest growth. And we're going to have a technological shift here that everything goes quantum. So think about, every car is going to be automated. It's going to be electric. It's going to be flying. It's going to be, and then, you know, obviously precious metals is backing everything. So that's huge, particularly silver, whether it's digital or not. Going to be a massive shortage of silver and copper for quite some time. You're going to need chips, so you need semiconductor companies. But all the seized assets are good. Go after the companies you know.
So I have that, been following it for a long time, and I've invested in a lot that Whip has talked about. And like you said, you know, like, you don't need to invest much, right? And that's what I've been doing. I've been investing a little bit more than probably what you've been saying that you only need to invest. And I'm a little concerned with, I don't want to just lose out on helping out other people. Like, I've invested in precious metals. I've invested in RVs. I'm good. I know I'm fine. I just don't want to see lost. Like, I want to be able to make sure that it's going to the right things. I want to be able to make sure that I'm able to generational wealth, right? Like, my kids are going to be able to do the things that we all dream of and what we all want to do. I guess as long as I'm following that order from QSI to WIP and everything, I'm sure I'm going to be fine, and I know I'm going to be fine. I just wish there was a way to find somebody or some company or something to help to advise, you know, if I should swap out certain things that we might have thought were originally great, you know, because I'm sure things that we've all talked about from 2 years ago or a year ago, we thought might have been great. I'm a little concerned, what if it isn't, right? What if it's no longer there?
4212, do you belong to the Quantum Stellar Initiative, their chat channel where you can chat in there?
Yes.
Okay, because you can, a lot of the members I noticed talk back and forth between each other and kind of, you know, throw things off between each other to discuss things like that, what they're doing. So you might be able to get some help there.
Yeah, and I have. You know, just, we always have to use discernment, and we always have to, you know, make sure that, because I've also noticed certain things that have been said on certain chats, it, you know, I can, like, certain assets that certain people promote aren't the same, you know, because we all see that certain assets might have duplicates or triplicates or whatever, you know? And I guess basically, does Protocol 19, I know we were saying it eliminates all of that, but does it, if it eliminates it, what happens? I guess it's just wasted assets at that point, whatever gets eliminated, I would assume.
So when those assets go away, then what's going to happen to them is that whoever got funded by that fraudulent asset will have made some money off of it, but it's not a massive amount of money from any individual, but it will not be able to go forward after Protocol 19, and the only thing that will be there are legitimate backed assets that are digital assets that are backed by a actual commodity or a product that is been authorized to back it. And so the Kelly was saying just a minute ago, the best thing to do is follow the list and those exchanges, and then if there's any questions to some of them that you may have, then pose those questions to members of the QSI team and say, hey, what do y'all think of this? Do you think it's going to go forward or you not? But whatever. And they may say, oh, well, yeah, that one's a good one. It's going to go good. And you tell them and ask them another one and say, well, now that we found out that that one's a bad one, you need to get rid of it. Then you can get rid of it and then invest it into a one that you know is going to be good. So, that would be your best bet as far as dealing with it. So there's not a company or an organization right now that is a financial expert to be able to get financial advice like you're asking for, because it doesn't exist yet. The quantum isn't there yet, and nobody is an expert on something that is not there. So we're all coming together on having information from different sources, being able to provide information that's out there that is not really supposed to be out there, but it is out there. And it's out there for those that are paying attention, for them to be able to be blessed going forward ahead of the game. And so that's really where you're at. You're way far ahead of the game, especially if you got that much already invested across the board, then you're going to have generational wealth that your kids won't be able to spend. Are your kids?
And just again to speak to that QSI, there are 35 admins in there, and I'm one of them, and I listen to them. They are some very, very brilliant minds. They dig very deep, they connect dots. That's what they do all day long. It's like they're speaking another language. So I would have a lot of confidence in them. I think they definitely know what they're doing, and it's a good resource. Okay,
absolutely.
So we're gonna move on to let's see. Where is she? She keeps dropping out. Love Linda. And then let's see, Donna, you'll be on deck. Love Linda, you're unmuted.
Hi there. My question is, I followed Whip, and quite a long time ago, he said to move your XRP from Uphold into Exum, or that was one of the suggestions. Is that safe, or do I have to move it back to the Uphold? It sounds like I do, and I tried, and I haven't been able to get it to move. Also, the Coinbase, buying XLM from Coinbase, the XLM, they put a big hold on it. So you have to go, like, I think it's 18 days, and I've got another 10 days to go. It sounds like I might lose that XLM, and it was quite a batch. So what are your thoughts on those?
I've heard this actually happening before with Coinbase, and I didn't know that Coinbase had put a hold on like new purchases like just recently. I had heard that they had done this in the past. being able to move like your assets off of there. But as far as your XRP, I would definitely try to get that back on to either Uphold or get an offline wallet for it so that it's protected.
And Kyle, as far as Coinbase, if you pay with PayPal and you have a balance in PayPal, it goes by immediately. The reason they're holding it up is, say if your PayPal was connected to a credit card or you're paying with a credit card, those are the more difficult ones. But if you can open up a PayPal and have the money sitting right there, I just did it, and it goes in 5 minutes. You can transfer it over.
Yeah, so it's waiting for the authorization to go through, complete, and get funded.
Correct.
I get that right. Okay, now I get it. Yeah, that's 100% correct.
My mistake was adding a bank account to it, so that it. I thought that would be fast because they'll just debit my bank account. But that didn't happen. It put a hold on it like 18 days. I've got another 10 days to go. So hopefully this, it sounds like going to happen so immediate that it could happen in the next couple of days. And
it could, but it could be 2 weeks. So either
way,
it could be weeks,
months. So we don't know.
Nobody knows,
and it is on purpose that nobody knows. This is the most guarded secret by the military. They are it is so tight-lipped that people that actually know cannot and will not say, period.
Okay. Well, God wins, so we'll be fine. Thank you.
Yes.
Next up is Cindy Landis, and Susan, you'll be on deck. Cindy Landis.
Hi, I have a question for you. I went over to my Lobster account and tried to swap an asset, and it's throwing up something saying that maybe what I'm purchasing, I'm going to have to kind of, I'm not looking at it. I'm trying to remember what it said. It said the amount I'm purchasing.
It's slipping.
It's not going to be.
You want to change. Yeah, it's slipping.
Yes.
And there. Yes. So basically what it's doing is it's just telling you that the value on it has gone down. So like that one I purchased today, it did that, and it was on the Swiss bonds, right?
Right.
Well, when it first came out and they were first released it, 25 XLM would get you 25 billion actual spots, right? Well, when I got onto it, I spent 50 and got 10. And so that's what it was warning me, is that when it was on its way down from where it was previously at, and did I want to still proceed? And I'm like, hell yeah, I do. Thank you. I clicked the little thing, and yes, I do. And that's what it was talking about. But
well, I'm not understanding. Am I putting in dollars? Am I putting in just a whole number?
Yeah. So you're putting in like that number that you're putting in, that's actual XLM, actual coins. So if you put 25 on there, you're putting 25 XLM coins, and uh-huh. you're getting the 25 XLM coins at whatever value they are right that second.
Oh, okay.
And
okay.
then, because okay. it's always going up and down, right?
Right.
And then the actual value of what you're purchasing, it went down in value too. So I was getting less than what it was maybe, say, 30 minutes earlier, because I got in like really early, but it still was going down. And that's what it was taught. It was warning me that it was going down, right?
Okay.
And did I still want
to
get it?
I kept thinking, my God, am I getting ready to take all these coins
Yeah, so you're actually doing, when you say one, you're doing one coin. You'd say 50, you're doing 50 coins. Okay. So that's, you're doing coin for whatever that you're getting it for, and then it does the ratio change and shows you how much you're getting for that one coin
for
or
what it
coins.
What it's worth and what I'm selling.
Yes.
Off. Okay. All right. I'm clear for this moment. I'll probably get myself all scrambled up again.
It's all okay, right. But I wouldn't worry about it. You're doing, if you're doing what you're doing, you're already way ahead of the curve.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, Cindy. And then we have Donna and then Susan.
Hello. I was wondering if I want to buy XRP, you said to go to Uphold. Where do I go to that? Is there uphold.com? Or if I put it in a Lobster account, do I go to lobster.com?
So you can actually Lobster is a wallet.
It's a wallet.
It's an app and you get it on your phone. Uphold is an app and it's on your phone as well. So you can do both, either the Lobster or Uphold, and you can purchase XRP at either place and it'll be protected and safe.
That's what I was thinking. I'd like to get XRP and XLM, and then I'd put it both on Lobster, right?
So if you're gonna, so I believe it's easiest to buy the XRP on Uphold. That's where I have mine, okay? And then the XLM is on your Lobster, because that's kind of like, that's gonna be like our new bank account where we operate through with our Coinbases. Going into the quantum. So I would do your XLM on Lobster and then do your XRP on Uphold. And it is actually easier to get it bought and funded and everything for your XRP on actually Uphold than it is on Lobster. So,
okay. And that's what I understood. And so do I have to, I don't have those apps on my phone. Do I have to download those apps onto my phone?
Yes. Yeah, just go into the app store and then get either, you know, both of them and then set them up and you're good to go.
Awesome. And then how does that come out of my bank? Because,
So you can do your debit card. That's what I use. I use my debit card, and that's what I use for my Uphold is my debit card, and actually funded directly from my debit card. And so it was instantaneous because your debit card pulls out of your account immediately. A credit card sometimes holds, like what we were talking a minute ago about the Coinbase. Well, whenever you go onto your Lobster and you're trying to fund through your debit card, your bank is going to deny it. They deny mine every single time I do it. And as soon as they deny it, I call them up and say, hey, I made that purchase, release the money for it. And about 10 minutes later, they say, okay, it's good to go now. And I redo the purchase and it goes through. And if I make another purchase 30 minutes later, it'll deny it again. They do not want us purchasing it because it is the death of the bank and they know it.
That's right. That's right. We know it and they know it. So they will put up a fuss.
Yes.
And then do you think the med beds will be free or how is that?
Yes,
they are
free. They are 100% free. Yes.
Okay.
All of your medical going forward is free.
Oh, thank you so much for everything you're doing. Have a wonderful night. God bless.
Thank you. God bless you too.
Thank you.
Thank you, Donna. Susan, you're up.
Hi. First, I wanted to thank all of you for all your time and advice. So as a single mom, I've sort of held off, at least on the digital currency, and I feel like I'm struggling to learn a new language. So based on your last call, I tried Lobster. I tried two credit cards and a debit card, and it wouldn't go through. I was on the phone with the bank and it went up a couple levels and they say it's an international server or something. Like they actually approved it and then MoonPay denied it. So the research I've been able to do is go through Coinbase, but now I'm wondering.
You can do that. You can actually purchase it on Coinbase because other people like in New York and places like that can't get it any other way, well, they can go on Coinbase, purchase it, and then right after they purchase it on Coinbase, transfer it right over to Lobster.
So is there any other workaround for Lobster that you're aware of, or should I just move to Coinbase? Because I've been at it for a week.
Yeah, just go to Coinbase, purchase it, and then move it to Lobster, because Lobster is the place that it's safe. You may be able to only purchase it because of the whatever roadblocks that you're hitting. You can get it through Coinbase, which I know Coinbase is much easier because I bought stuff there too. And if you can purchase it on Coinbase relatively easy and get around it, purchase it there, then transfer it to Lobster, and then you'll know it's safe. And then you can do what you need to do from Lobster, because Coinbase is going to go away. But if that's what you have to use right now to get it, do it.
So what's the best way to use Coinbase and not have the hold?
Either directly through your debit card, not your credit card, but a debit card, and or PayPal.
Make sure you have that balance in your PayPal, and make sure on your preferred method of payment on PayPal, it doesn't say your credit card, because I did that and then it held it up. And then as soon as I switched it to my balance, use my balance first, it went right through, because they can't hold your money when it's right there.
And then is it pretty straightforward to transfer it from Coinbase to Lobster?
Yes. You would just You just go into your Lobster wallet, hit receive, and then you're going to see two addresses pop up, a Federation address on the left, a Stellar address on the right.
Okay.
You're going to copy the Stellar address. And then when you go back into your Coinbase, you go into your Stellar Lumens, you send, and you put that Stellar address, your Stellar wallet address, into that send box.
Okay, that sounds easy enough.
It actually really is. I helped a lady yesterday do it. She's almost 70 years old, has Lyme disease, has medical issues, sweetest woman in the world. And I helped her do all this stuff. And by the time we'd done it two or three times, she was like, I don't even need you anymore. You're good. I'm like, okay, well, great.
Okay. So I have read that some people say, just do a few, like, let's just say you have 300, try to transfer 20 to make sure it works. Is that still what you should do?
Yes. Not that it works, that you did it just all correctly and you don't lose a bunch of it because you did something wrong. Always do a test to make sure that it's right. Even if you just send five, make sure it all went right. Once he did, then go back and do it again. And then you can do it all of it, because you knew the first time you did it right.
Okay. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you, Susan. Next up is Jita Ma. And then AA Flight 151 is on deck. Jita, you're unmuted, and Flight 151. Okay, do we have either one of them?
Yes, I'm available.
151. Good, go ahead.
Just wanted to say thanks a lot, Captain Kyle. I heard you on Savage and then heard you on another channel. Appreciate you too, TW and Warrior Princess. My question is, I'm having a lot of trouble. I signed up for the Lobster, got that done, went to MoonPay, tried that. They denied it from Bank of America. So I tried it three times. Then I called Bank of America and they said that they took the fraud alert off. I went back in and tried it again. Same thing. Called Bank of America again. Got with one of the supervisors, supposedly had that taken off, and tried again. Still nothing. Now every time I try to do it, it comes up and says card error. So is there something wrong with what I'm doing in MoonPay, or?
No, it's the bank. The bank is jacking you around. Like I said, I had that same issue today. I bought some, okay? And after I bought it, He denied it. I called him up and immediately they sent me to the fraud department. I got with the fraud department. They cleared the fraud and said, you're good to go. You can purchase it again. So I tried to purchase it again while I was still on the phone with the fraud department. And then it denied it again. She said, well, there's no hold on your cards as far as that goes. So there's nothing else that we can do here in the fraud department. You're going to have to go back to customer service and have them actually fund it. I'm like, okay, you can't do that here in the fraud department. No, we cannot. So I called it back and had to get back with the customer service. I had to tell them that I needed a specific funding for MoonPay and for y'all to actually fund it. I've already had it cleared with the fraud department and that you guys in customer service actually have to authorize the payment to MoonPay. And it took about 10 minutes. She finally got back with me and says, all right, it's been authorized for the specific amount that you asked for, that it was denied for, and it's a one-time thing and it'll go through. I said, all right, hold on. Let me make this purchase while you're on the phone with me. And I went through the steps, clear, and it went through. And she said, all right, if you make this payment again and you does it in an hour, it's going to deny. You got to go through the same process every time because that's the way that it's set up because Visa is the one denying it. So they actually have to authorize the funding directly from the bank. And they'll right. authorize it for the exact amount that you got denied. So if you got denied like two, you were doing 250 and it was like 266.11 or whatever, right? With right. the tax and everything, then they'll actually fund that specific amount and then it'll go through when you do it again. But if you do it 10 minutes later for say, you know, $50 or $100, it'll deny it again. You have to go through the whole process again. So they can actually fix it and it has to be through customer service and they actually have to fund that specific amount that got denied because they can pull it up and look at it. It was denied right in front of them and then authorize that one-time payment and override it. They can do it. I did it Great. Today. Okay.
Yep. Thank you very much. God bless y'all. Well,
they can fix it, but they choose not to.
That's correct.
They're trying to delay the hammer.
That is correct. They know it's the
Great.
Death of
Thanks.
Them.
You're Thanks, welcome. Y'all. Appreciate it. Yep.
Okay. Next up is Deb 7. And then let's see, Janet. Amaral on deck. Deb 7, you're muted.
Thank you so much. And thank you all for the time that you're spending. Really, really appreciate it. I'm very new to the digital asset. I did get an Uphold account, but I have it through my email as well as a password. I noticed they had a global ID. Do I need to try to do that instead if my email is going to be going away? I already have the account, but I wasn't sure in light of it being tagged through my email and password.
So I don't believe you will need to, because once everything transfers over to the quantum will be able to access your account because you're able to give the authorizing information.
Even if my email is no longer valid anymore with the new system, just tell them what it used to be.
Yeah, you'll be able to validate what your password was and what the email address was, uh-huh. and it'll connect to your account through the quantum. Even if that doesn't exist anymore, it was already validated on their system that uh-huh. that's the email that was associated with it. Like if I was to call my bank right now and they asked me like, what was my secret password?
Right.
Well, that's my password. But if they don't have any access to that, well, it's still in there that's still my secret password. You get what right. I'm saying?
Yeah.
So they'll still have that information that's tied okay. to that account, and okay. they'll be able to access it for you okay. in the future.
All right. Thank you so much. And do you have a list? Is there a list of, and they probably don't have it yet, but of humanitarian organizations or no?
No.
We're all doing our own projects.
I'm sorry?
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
We're all doing our own projects, and as you know, most of the nonprofits were dirty, so you can't trust them until we see who's been arrested and who hasn't. So, but you know, anyone can do a humanitarian project. It's just a matter of whether you want to do it or not.
But once we get into the quantum on the other side, there'll actually be lists of actual funded humanitarian projects that we can actually either get involved with or actually donate to that are on the other side. But you have to wait till we get to the other side.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Okay, next up is Janet and then Dave.
Hi guys. I have a question. I did get an uphold and I put $100 in there and I haven't done anything with a lobster wallet or anything. If I just stayed on uphold, would I be okay? Or do I have to get the lobster wallet? If I don't want to do anything else, can I just stay on uphold?
You can at the moment, but to be able to participate and buy like these assets and stuff, you will need to go through lobster. Okay. And eventually when you get onto the QFS side on the other side, you're going to have to get a lobster wallet anyway. So you might as well do it.
Okay. Okay, and I did download it on my phone, so I did do that. But another really quick question is Amazon a good place to buy dong? Because we can't find it.
There's no currency exchange store?
No. We've called the currency exchange. We've gone, we've even called the airport. We haven't been able to find it. And I did find it on Amazon today. But I didn't want to buy anything until I listened to you guys.
Well, the problem with Amazon is that's a tough one because currency exchange stores are the least expensive, but does anyone know do they actually send?
They may be out of them. I mean, the currencies exchange that you're calling that are in your local area, because there are people buying them and they may be out of them. I don't know that if you purchase them on Amazon, you're probably going to pay a little bit more than what they should be. But they were
$99 for a million, $99 for a million.
So it's still going to be a deal. And, I wouldn't think that would be I don't think that would be an issue. Okay. Do you, Tim?
Janet, you can also look on eBay to make sure they have 100% feedback rating.
100% feedback, okay.
Yeah, that's where I bought mine. Just, you know, read the feedback, make sure they're a good seller. And, you know, type in what you're looking for and put the search low to high. They're very reasonable on there.
Okay. Another thing, though, just really quick. I was a Mark C listener, but there's this Mr. C that keeps saying he's the only one that could do the code. I'm now confused after listening to the other lady and Mark and then Fleming. The Fleming guy, I listened to him. You guys, I think somebody posted him on their channel the other day. And so now I'm confused. I'm just really confused. Is Mark C the one that does the code and it's all finished? Is this Fleming the one? Okay.
No. So Mark Z is just giving information about what's going on with the RV. Okay.
Well, he's saying there's a Mr. C that has to do the code.
And I know who that is. Okay. That is the actual person that's actually inputting the gold actually into the system.
Okay.
He's releasing whenever he puts them in. He's actually the one that does the release. He's not the only person that can do it. And so in case something was to happen to him, there are other individuals as in a backup to that individual. So that person will not be contacted to input those codes. Kind of like where the president has the nuclear football, right? Where he actually has to do the authorization for the codes to be inputted. Well, that's what this individual is, Mr. C. And I know exactly who he is, and he is who he says he is. But as far as Mark Z, he's only talking about the individual that is inputting the specific codes to release the funding for the QFS to actually go forward, and that has not happened yet.
Okay, Dave Martin, you're up.
Hi, thank you, Kyle and team. I'm Australian based and was just wondering whether everything that I've been listening to what you've been saying is all legitimate for Australia as well. Does anything change for me buying XRP or XLM by a lobster or uphold Australia?
No, we have people on our chats all the time that are from Australia and they're buying lobster, they're buying assets. We're buying your assets, by the way. So, yeah, you're so listed.
What, there was a, just like the woman asked earlier about buying from the Swiss and so on and so forth. It doesn't matter where you're at. When we go into the quantum, it's all one system globally. The quantum computing system is all one. And so you're going to be in it just like I am here. And you're, as far as what you'll get for XRP will be the exact same amount that I get, because it's given as a standard price period. So that when they set that price, they're setting it across the board so that they can receive all of those XRPs out of the people's hand, because they've all got to go into the institution's hands. So what's good for me is good for you, no matter what.
Fantastic. Thank you for that. And I was just wondering, I listened to, I think it was like the seized assets of, say, Nissan or Toyota. Do you know where I would find, where I'd find that information?
jp.indus.exchange.
Oh, fantastic. And I remember you saying there's certain codes to type in. You just don't type in Toyota. You have to type
But you got to know the address. So okay, if you know the addresses like I do, I can just type in whatever company and I usually know that that's a valid address. Rarely do I have to look over, but you should just type in jp.indus.exchange and then you get all the Japanese companies.
Okay.
That are on that exchange that have been
seen. Right, that are on that exchange, yeah.
Okay, fantastic. Thank you so much.
So let me address the lady who was just on Vietnamese Dong. You can go on eBay, find 100% sellers, and I'm looking at it right now at $79 per $1 million. You don't have to buy the $500,000 notes. You can buy the $200,000 or the $100,000. They're usually cheaper because for some reason they price them more, even though currency is currency. So you can get a pretty good deal on eBay right now, everyone, for Vietnamese Dong. Just look for the 100% customer satisfaction or near 100%, and you can get a pretty good rate. If you can't find that at a currency exchange store where you can just walk down and do it, okay?
Thank you, Tim. Okay. I'm sorry, Kyle?
No, go ahead.
Okay. Let's see if she dropped off. Roxy Patriot. 1776. You're unmuted, and then Lou Ann, you're on deck. Roxy Patriot.
Go ahead, Lou Ann, while we're waiting on Roxy Patriot.
So my question for you is, I have XRP, XDC, and XLM on BitRue. According to what you had to say tonight, that is not a protected network or wallet. So when I went to switch it off there, they wouldn't let me switch it to Lobster. I had to go to XINFIN. Do you know anything about that?
I do not. Tim, do you?
Sorry, I was answering a couple questions. What was that?
So I have XRP and XDC and XLM on BitRoo. It's a wallet. And to move it out off of there, it's extremely difficult. So they're saying I need to go on XIN or FIN network, but I have never heard of that.
Whoa. Well, that's a new one for me. Well, I think that's a QSI question.
So go into the QSI chat.
Yeah, I
would do that. And and
then make sure it's an admin giving you info.
Yeah, make sure that the admin, Kelly's an admin there that just unmuted you. And she can talk to, why don't you do this? Why don't you DM Kelly and then Kelly can actually take that question to QSI and try to find out the answer for you directly. How about that?
Okay, and how do I DM Kelly?
So see, I'm talking right here, raised a warrior, just press on my picture.
Okay.
And then you'll see a little message thing, and you can message me that way.
Okay, thank you so much.
All right, you're welcome. And Roxy Patriot, you can go ahead.
Thank you so much. My button was stuck, and I couldn't access it earlier. My question is, I have been stacking physical silver, and I do have some Vietnamese dong. Can you tell me, what are you forecasting that the value may go to for an ounce of silver? I know they skyrocket, but I don't really know what that translates to.
All right.
And so for the dong, it's gonna be dollar for dollar US. Thank you.
It's gonna be a lot more than dollar for dollar on the dong. Tim can help you mostly on the dong. I don't deal with that stuff very much, but he can. But as far as the silver, I think that initially when it RVs, it's gonna RV probably really close to about $3,000 an ounce. And over the next several years, it could get as much as $20,000 an ounce. So I wouldn't do a damn thing with that silver, even after it RVs, unless you just want a little bit of money, like right then. But I would hold the majority of it, because over the next couple of years, it's gonna go through the roof, because not only do they have to do a buyback for funding all of the XLM with actual physical silver, but all of the new technologies going forward are the most material in them is actually silver and copper. So it's going to go through the roof over the next several years. And Tim, you want to help her with the dong?
On the dong, we're hearing if you go under the internet group, which is tier 4B, then we're hearing somewhere between $6 to $10, maybe 12 per dong. So it's a great exchange.
Under the public, it's probably going to be 3 or 4.
265, something like that. Yeah.
So double to triple what it face value.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So I know, and nobody knows really on the silver, because we don't know how fast. My assumption is that the government will try to do, it's not a clawback, but they will price the price of silver to try to fill those vaults. And if they do need $500 trillion worth of silver, the higher the silver goes, the better off the least amount of ounces they need in the vault. And right now there's only 1 billion ounces apparently of silver already mined. So, that we know of. So they're going to need about every ounce that exists just to fill the vaults.
Okay. Next up is Kim Trump, Patriot, and Cape Cindy. You'll be next. You're both unmuted.
Who was first, Kelly?
You go ahead, Kim.
Okay, hi, honey. Hi, Tim. Hey, Kyle.
Hello.
I have a question for you. Tim, did you get a DM from Patriot Quakes? Because I'm really confused on that the XRP in uphold, and I don't know what she said. She said she was going to talk to you.
Yeah, yeah.
Just leave it, or do I switch it?
I just texted her back. So, yeah, just go ahead with, if you have a different question, go ahead with that, and then I'll butt in if I get an answer back.
No, that's what I was wondering about, honey. Everything else, okay. That, you know, I pretty well understand. There's a lot of buzz on Telegram about getting it transferred off of Uphold, and I don't know what all that's about. So,
well, because originally they were saying to take it off Uphold, and then we were hearing Uphold was safe, and then now we're hearing.
And what if you do take it off of Uphold? And I don't know what this means, guys. It says that you have to go like F chain, but you have to get it. There's something you have special you have to do to it to once you get it on Lobster.
Who's telling you that, Kim? Who's telling you that?
It was actually on the one of the QSIs, and I'm like, now I'm really confused. I had sent you Kelly, let me see here. It said something or other about F chain. FBA is a federal backup Stellar address with a strong firewall, that it had to be that. Do you know anything about it?
Tim, don't you know about this F chain? I'm telling people to either put it on a Ledger Nano, either an S or an X. That's what I have mine on.
Right. Yep.
Leave it on Uphold. But I don't know about this whole F chain thing. I don't know. I know you, right. You mentioned.
I know people that have converted it over. I'm just trying. I haven't gotten the exact answer yet I've been looking for on the F chain Lobster, is that if you transfer it over, can you then transfer it back? Because I want to be able to have the full value of XRP. I kind of like having the system have two, because you can get an Uphold debit card when you cash in your XRP.
That is correct.
And it's sort of a nice backup to Lobster. I mean, none of us will feel real safe in the beginning, no matter what, having just one system that pays for everything. So until it's proven that it can never, ever go down. I mean, we know that phones don't charge. And I mean, hopefully the Q phone will automatically charge through the Tesla system automatically, you know, meaning you don't have to plug it in. So, yeah, I mean, I kind of like having both.
I kind of need to throw a monkey wrench in there, Tim.
No, you're not. I mean, Kelly, I just sent over what was sent to me by Patriot Quakes from QSI. So my question is to her was, thought this was just fine there. So haven't got an answer back. So anyway.
Yeah.
So
my understanding is that Uphold is safe through the contacts that I've had. And until somebody from those contacts tell me something different, Uphold is where it's staying for me.
I'm the kind of person that hates external wallets, because being a photographer, I have tons and tons of external drives, and I just had a 4 terabyte drive just go down, or sorry, 4 gigabyte drive. No, wait, that's a terabyte drive. Sorry. That just went down. And luckily I'm ultra, ultra safe. And I have mirrored backup systems all over the place, but that's why I hate things that are offline. Cause what happens if it fails?
Well, you have all your key codes. So you would just get a.
If you take it off their line, then they don't know that you haven't spent it. You know what I mean? If you take it off uphold and you put it in a drive and the drive fails.
No, it's according to the blockchain ledger, it's all on ledger. So as long as you got all your codes, it's recorded on ledger.
Well, I'd like to see how that one works, considering you could actually sell those XRP to someone else. And I don't know. I mean, that just, it's kind of hard for me to.
Then that would be on ledger. See, that's the beauty of it. Everything is recorded.
Oh, yeah. So.
Right. So the next up is Angus, and then Andrew will be on deck. Angus and Andrew, you're both unmuted. Sorry, Cape Cindy, you are next.
Hi. So I have an uphold account and I have not been able to fund it because it requires to go through Plaid, P-L-A-I-D, and they want my password to the bank, and the bank will not even allow me to do that. And so I was wondering if there's any banks that do allow you to buy the XRP. So I've been trying to find that. And the other, I had quite a few questions that were answered, which was great. This has been awesome, and I thank you so much for all the information. So I have not set up a Lobster account yet, and I'm going to. I have several different coins on from Coinbase, and three of them are, they say they're gold-backed, and they're, I have them what they call, staked, S-T-A-K-E-D, so they're earning interest. And are those all allowed to be transferred to Lobster as is, or do I have to cash? Because I can't touch the ones that are staked. I can't sell them.
I think you should be able to transfer them.
Transfer everything to the Lobster?
Yes.
Okay. All right. That would be good. Does anybody else have any experience with this Plaid? That because the bank is saying it's you should not give your bank password to anybody, then they can access my whole bank account.
Yeah, I would not do that.
To do that,
if you have to, then yeah.
How else did you get it through Uphold?
So you could actually change how you're going to pay for it, and you could actually fund it through PayPal, or you could actually do it through Apple Pay, and you can actually go down. Yeah, you can actually go down. You can actually, PayPal will let you if you fund the account first.
Okay,
meaning that you put cash in there first.
All right,
yeah, put cash in it at first, and then use the cash that you fund the account with. Then it will. Another way you can do it, and this is what somebody else did, is they actually went out and bought they were in New York, and they went out and bought a Green Dot card, funded their Apple account with it, and then used Apple Pay.
Okay. That's a clever idea. All right. I was thinking of doing something like that, one of those prepaid debit cards that, you know, can't get hacked because the only amount that's going to be on there is the amount that's going to be used to purchase, and they won't be able to get any more from it if I had to release a password to it or something.
Yeah, and it would need to be like something, an actual Visa card, you know, debit card, you know, prepaid one.
Yeah, okay. Wonderful. All right. Thank you for all this info. Bless you.
You're
all.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much for letting me know about the med beds. My son's got some pretty bad cognitive decline. Anyway, that's just going to be a blessing to everybody. Have you, any of you heard about what the Indonesian rupiah is going to revalue at?
You're saying the rupiah?
Rupiah, yes.
Yeah, that was like $2, 20 in country, which, you know, tier five would be slightly above that. And then I think the I think tier 4B, it's supposed to be under what, under less than Dawn. So it'd be probably 4 to 8, 4 to 9.
Okay. Yeah. Mine's going to be tier four or tier 5B.
Well, you really want to be in tier four if you can.
Unfortunately, I don't think I can afford tier four.
What do you mean? You just have to register. It's free.
What's that? All you have to do is register it.
Yeah, you don't have to pay. You just have to register so you can get an email. Go on Big Call Universe, Dinar Detectives. What are the other ones? BigCallUniverse.com.
BigCallUniverse.com.
You can register there. You can register on Dinar Detectives. Dinar something else. What's the other one? Dinar.
I think so.
Dinar Chronicles.
I think it is.
And Andrew, when they say register, they mean just register your email, and you'll get an email with your. So you're not registering your currency. You're registering your email, so they'll notify you when it's time with an 800 number.
Okay, yeah, because
I only got a
little bit.
It doesn't matter if you got a little bit. You get the highest amount that way. And you go before the public, which is everybody else, after they've notified everyone and released it. And so the Tier 4B used to be the large church groups. That's why you hear it a lot called church groups, because that's where they were. They were large groups that actually all got together and then got an organization together. And so you can actually go in and register as an individual, and then they'll contact you, and you'll go pre-public, and then that's where you get the highest exchange.
Oh, okay.
It's just registering your information, like is your name and email and stuff, and then they'll contact you. You'll get a phone number that will link to you. You call in, and then they'll set the appointment for you to come in before it's released to the public, and you'll get the highest amount for it.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying now. All right. Yeah, I was kind of confused on all the tier 4B and the 5 and all that. You guys have been a wealth of information. I greatly appreciate it. My brother was looking into the digital currencies too. Now I can kind of explain it to him.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you. Awesome. And so, Kelly, we're going to do two more questions, and then I've got to cut it out because I've got to be up at 3:45 in the morning for work.
Okay, that's right. I'm sorry we're keeping you. All right.
No, it's not. And I have one question.
Okay. Tim, you want to go first, then Angus?
Sure. Well, yeah, I don't want to count as one of the two, but so an investment lady. Okay. Investment lady. She is a lot of money in the Morgan Stanley stocks. I'm telling her to sell it off, and they're wanting her to put the money in a Morgan Stanley bank account, or an account, which I don't think is technically a bank. Therefore, it wouldn't be safe when the system goes, because Morgan Stanley is obviously dirty. So she should absolutely put it in a bank account. Am I correct?
I would say yes.
Because a Morgan Stanley isn't a bank.
No, it's not. It's a brokerage house. And so she can actually sell. And once she's sold and that money gets put into, like, say, their brokerage link account, which that's what it would be, then she can actually take that money and transfer that money into a regular bank account. And then it'll be safe.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. That was a quick one.
Okay, Angus, and then Pokey's Place.
Yeah, hi. You guys are beautiful. You're doing a beautiful job. I have a small question. I go to Lobster, and I go to add asset. I do the search, and then when I put something like jp.indus.exchange, the first thing that it says before giving me the list, unverified assets. What does this mean to me?
So that just means, yeah, it says at the top of the link, it says unverified assets. So basically all that's doing is just a disclaimer for Lobster saying that whatever you're doing is basically you're doing. But when you're actually putting that asset off that exchange directly in there, those are actually the assets that have been seized. So the very first one, when you put that jp.indus.exchange in there, the very first one is Toyota.
Right, I saw that.
Toyota, and I bought a bunch of Toyota. Because why? Toyota is going to go through. The next one I bought was Honda, because why? Honda is going to go through.
Right.
Do great on the other side. Another one I bought on there is Sony, because Sony is a part of not only your industry for pictures, but they're also a lot that has to do with your digital world. So those are three assets that I purchased that are on the seized asset exchange from that side. And I wouldn't even worry about that. That's only a disclaimer that comes up on every single search, no matter what.
Very good. I thank you for the answer. Thank you very much, sir. Have a beautiful night.
You too.
Okay, Pokey's Place. You'll be the last one, honey.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate all of what you all are doing so much. And Kelly, thank you as well, because I was finally able to get on to Coinbase, which I'd given up a couple months ago. Is so frustrating. But when you said about PayPal, I was able to do that, and so I've been having fun on the with the Lumens, and I have many questions, but I'm just going to make it the one. Two. Is there any way you know how to get around Uphold, because I have the same issue with them trying to connect my accounts. Oh, it's just so crazy.
Yeah, so I had the same issue with Uphold when I first did my first funding through my debit card, which I had to call the bank, and I had to have them release the funds while I was on the phone with customer service after they denied the initial funds, because it's a thing that they have automatically through Visa that denies it. And so going through my Visa bank card, debit card, it is an automatic denial, and they can override it, but you have to be on the phone with them, and you have to have a specific amount that you actually got denied so that they can authorize it to be opened up and paid for.
Thank you very much, Captain Kyle. I know you have said that before, so sorry that you had to repeat that. Just my other really quick question is, I'm still trying to understand how I can I'm trying to find the XDC. Like, I'm trying to switch everything over at the Stellar. Like, I just did my Dodge token. So I'm trying to find the XDC, the right one. And I've tried to go on to, what is that, like the Stellar website. I'm still not quite for sure how to do that.
You ain't gonna find it there.
Okay.
I would say venture and tread lightly for XDC.
Okay, because I know Whiplash just did something. He just posted something about it, but he didn't give a site or like an address for it or anything. Okay.
Yeah, I think I would stay with the king and the queen, XRP and XLM.
I would.
If you want, go to Algorand once you get on Uphold. You can get that one.
Well, interesting. I got Algorand on Coinbase, but I don't know how to switch them over. Like, I also had bought a Doge coin or some coins from there, but I just went ahead and switched it to the Doge token. But I can't find like how I can switch it from Coinbase over. So, but that is a good one. Thank you very much for that. I've been trying to find that one also on Stellar too. The Algorand.
Right. Yeah, okay. Well, good luck on that one, too. Yeah, not showing us everything yet.
Okay.
Yeah, they don't have everything yet because they're very specific in what they have on there and what they're working with because they're being put under specific guidelines.
Okay, well, you know what? That is a great big help, TW and Captain Kyle, because now I'm not going to get frustrated trying to find it. At least I know that what's going on with it, and I'll keep my eyes open. And God bless you so much. May he prosper you and bless you from the top of your head to the soles of your feet in the name of Jesus. It's his time, and God wins. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Well, thank you. I received that as well. All right. Well, it's been a great night and I appreciate everybody that's been on here. And like I said, we're going to have another one on Saturday night, 7 o'clock. Tim is welcome. Come on. We're going to have Nick Fleming. He's going to be a part of the actual RV side with the Dinar people and all the stuff that's been going on that side. And he's got a lot of great information. And he's, I believe, going to have a lot of people from that world that has no idea about this stuff happening coming on that night as well. And we'll be able to answer questions and go through this for anybody that didn't get their question answered tonight. Just come back on Saturday and we'll do this all again at same time on Saturday night right here. And you all guys be blessed.
All right,
Tim, thank you
everyone.
And sure. Thank you, Kelly, thank you for everything. And thank you, everybody that came on tonight. I just pray that God blesses every one of you, keeps you safe, and keeps your family safe as well. So thank you and good night.
Hey, thank you, Kyle. Good night, everybody.
Good night.